The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, oh, in your soul, oh, oh. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads and hauling their loads.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I don't think so. I think that people kind of knew this was, you know, that it was interesting that they left it in place for the healthcare workers, but not for regular employees.
Large employers.
Well, and I think it's also about private-public business, too, and what you have the right to do. I mean, if it is in your contract to submit to a vaccine or testing, then that's one thing. That's the company's job to do that, or that might be state mandates over healthcare workers. But it's a really slippery slope when it comes to enforcement for just any private business, anybody who has over 100 employees coming in for the government to tell you what kind of health requirements you have.
Yeah, what's the arbitrary? Why 100? Why, if it's an employer, what's the story? With everybody.
Yeah, and I think that it wasn't a surprise that they struck this down. It was a stretch to try to say that there was precedence in this. There was a story back during the Spanish flu where they were charging someone for testing, and it was a stretch to say the least to try to correlate what's happening now. And the enforcement agency became kind of the pivotal piece. OSHA is given congressional power to monitor safety and work conditions, essentially, in companies across the country. But they don't necessarily have the power to monitor people's health, their health status, their vaccination status. And so the Supreme Court, I think, did what most people expected, and that's blocking that vaccine or test requirement for large employers. So we'll see what happens with the healthcare facilities. I know that that's something that's going to continue to get tested, but we'll see if they pick that up again.
So I'm confused. Mask mandate, no. Vaccine mandate, yes. They had two different rulings, right? Am I reading this correctly?
There were two different rulings. So the first one is that the OSHA rule went into effect on Monday. So, everybody who works for a company over 100 people probably got an email that they had to show vaccine status or get the test. What the court did is reinstate the stay against that. So the mandate is now dead unless there's some other big stunning revelation. The second ruling the court said that the Biden administration has the authority given by Congress to issue vaccine mandates for healthcare workers at facilities. Didn't have anything.
Federal employees. Is that what that?
Right. So it has the authority to issue vaccine mandates to healthcare workers at facilities that receive funding from Medicare
government.
Or Medicaid. Right. So they'd have government money coming.
So that makes them the equivalent of a government contractor. Like,
correct.
Yes.
Anybody who does work for the government.
Use that as leverage. Yeah.
I think the mandate still is in place in New York City because Eric Adams, the new mayor, came in and said he was keeping de Blasio's in place. I don't know of anyone who's been able to challenge that to get a judge to stop it yet. So,
well, again, local, and this is all the nuance of the law. Locally, it is very difficult to challenge mandates. It's the federal broad sweeping, we know better than anybody else mandate that is. Yeah, that's being struck down. So it's been much more challenging. I've seen it in California where even though it feels like it should be struck down, the judges are able to say, sorry, it's the municipalities. This is up to the local government to make these decisions. So New York has something. California has some different rules that they're moving in. And I think Michigan also is rolling out something like a vaccine mandate for employees.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the charts. From Talkers, this is the week of January 10th to the 14th that we are focused on. I thought the most interesting thing was all the hoopla about Neil Gorsuch not wearing a mask. Everybody else was wearing a mask, but there were a lot of people, especially on the liberal side of things, oh, look at that Gorsuch. He's a conservative. He's a libertarian. He doesn't do what everybody else does. I don't know what to read into that. I think that people should wear masks in public and in groups. But I thought it was interesting.
Well, with Omicron,
they're not
so contagious. You know, if you're not wearing a mask and you're around other people, there's a new study that came out this week that social distancing has literally zero effect when it comes to keeping you from getting Omicron. So he's an old guy. If he doesn't want to wear a mask, he's taking his own health into his own hands. It's fine. You know, good for him. If that's what he wants to do. It's at this point, you're just stupid if you're not wearing a mask around other people.
I think I don't know if he was doing it to make a point. I mean, we don't know what his situation is.
No,
so there may be
somebody
else going
him.
On. I mean, I find it incredibly difficult. I mean, I couldn't sit and do a radio show with a mask on my face.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody would be
really
able to
understand us if we did.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not because he's trying to communicate back and forth with people. I don't know. He's boosted. He's vaxxed. What else are you going to do? I mean, how many times are we going to keep moving the goalposts? Now we're saying that the cloth masks aren't even working. So
it's
really,
you know what it is? It's an image, Jennifer. That's all. It's an image. There is influence from these people. And perhaps if they thought about it a bit, it's just, you know, I understand the guy's got his own personal thing. And these judges don't always agree with each other on anything. However, most of the time when you look at this is more of a club than even the Senate is. And you have to look back no further than the relationship between, Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Look, they didn't agree on anything, but yet they were closest of friends. And part of that is showing respect, I think, for other members of the court, isn't it? Maybe that's, I don't know, maybe I'm misinterpreting it.
Well, you're in
maybe
a very unique club.
Oh,
right?
My God. Yes, right. Okay, number two on our list this week of stories from Talkers Magazine is the economy, inflation, the supply chain. I don't know that there's all kinds of continuing focus on what people are being paid, why there is a labor shortage to begin with, and then it's the real issue here is the supply chain when it comes to being able to find things in the grocery store, in the hardware store.
There's a ton of money that was being inserted into the economy, and probably the biggest bullet that Biden will dodge as president is that Joe Manchin stood up against his Build Back Better plan. If you would have taken $5 trillion and put it into this economy, we'd be in a whole world of hurt because inflation, and it was revealed this week, that it's at its highest since 1982, and that's a pretty big number. It's a pretty big jump from where we were last year at this time, and the consumer price index is up in all industries by a lot.
Yeah.
Food, cars, furniture, pretty much anything.
20%. Used cars are 20% more expensive right now than they were last year at the same time. And it doesn't make a difference what the brand is. It's all gone up, up, up. And it because there are so many cars that were made in 2021 and trucks as well that are sitting on lots in places around the country because they don't have chips to finish off the build. When they get the chips, and nobody seems to be able to tell. Didn't we have some chip maker that was going to locate in America, but it's going to take them 3 years to build a plant? In the meantime,
Where are all the chips?
Well,
they're probably being hoarded by China. So, I mean, we are making chips here. There are still components that we need. Those alloys that are just not mined anywhere else except China, that's a big problem.
Yeah. All right, jumping around a little bit here, the Prince Andrew thing surfacing at the end of the week. The Queen has stripped him of his military titles and other patronage connections. This guy is stupid. I mean, you use the word, I don't like the word, using it advisedly, he's just a dummy. He's dull. He doesn't get it. He apparently thinks with what's in his pants instead of what's in his head. Yeah, because he's up to his Mickey.
I'd like to say he's a dummy, but he's entitled. You know, he thought he could get away with it. I don't know if he's a dummy
100%
or not.
100%, Jen. 100%.
He thought he could get away with everything. And so a part of probably his personality flaws and defects is that he probably thought, well, I got to keep pushing the envelope. You know, this is what people do. This is why rock stars get bad reputations. This is why people in high positions of power do, because they get a thrill out of seeing how far they can push the envelope. And he pushed it, and good for the Queen. Good for her. Finally, somebody's
saying, well,
look at how much
he
did get away
scenes.
With for so long.
Yeah,
yes, that's the point. It's like he just, you know, kept pushed the envelope. At some point, you're running out of room. And so I'm glad that he got all this stripped. He's going to have to face a civil trial, and he should. He's actually lucking out because he should be facing criminal charges, and he's skating on those.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you wonder.
Boom,
sometimes.
Mic drop for Jen. Love it.
What happened?
I said, boom, mic drop.
He's like, is there a technical problem?
Well, Doug's been asking me, tell us how you really feel. Well, there you go. Say it's Jen. Tell us how you really feel. I agree.
Yay!
Nailed it.
Well, we want to know how everybody feels about this stuff. It's important. And this guy is a no-good SOB, entitled, all kinds of things. I still don't think he's
very
smart.
And he has been for years. That's the thing, is that he's been this way for years.
The dumbest thing he did was divorce Fergie. She was the best thing that ever he had in his life. She was a fabulous
wife. I don't think she wanted to be married to him anymore. Well, he was Randy Andy, cheating on her constantly.
Yeah.
But then they live together. I'm pretty sure they live together in the same mansion, right? It's like one of the
daughters.
Properties, and she lives there, and so she's been defending him, but she also might just have to defend him because he's paying her rent, so I don't know. She might not be
now
the
she might have to pay
source.
His rent.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, at any rate, it's just bizarre how these people, and we build up around them this the royalty, the royal family. Remember the last movie, the last Downton Abbey movie was all about the king and queen visiting Downton Abbey, and it was a whole 2 hours of pomp and circumstance. It was kind of fun to watch. I've been an Anglophile most of my adult life and watching closely what goes on in England with the royal family. I understand why they're so fascinated with it, because it's so unique. It makes England so unique. And yet the people that are lucky enough to be members of the royal family abuse too often the privilege of being, look at Charles and how he treated his wife Diana. I mean, who would have gotten away with that the way he did it as blatantly as he did? I'm surprised.
Entitlement.
Even speaks
totally entitled.
To him. Yeah. 18 after the hour. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for for all these specials when you check out.
For a healthy new year, the American Medical Association offers these resolutions. Be more physically active. Manage stress. Quit tobacco and nicotine use. Consume alcohol only in moderation. Reduce your intake of processed foods and sugary drinks. Take any opioids or antibiotics exactly as prescribed. Be up to date on all your vaccines. Learn your risk for type 2 diabetes at doihaveprediabetes.org. And understand your blood pressure numbers at managerbp.org.
While getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent COVID-19, you should also know about potential treatment options available to you, especially if you're at high risk for developing serious illness or complications. The American Lung Association has partnered with Regeneron and GlaxoSmithKline to raise awareness about monoclonal antibody treatment, which can reduce your risk of getting sicker if you recently tested positive for COVID-19. Don't risk your health by delaying treatment. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
Talk Radio. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. From the DJV point of view, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. And in this portion of each hour of the DJV program, and we don't do it any differently when we're focused on the countdown, we have comments from social media. People that are listening to the program have comments, sometimes answering questions. And because number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on the NFL playoffs and the picture that surrounds them, Jay asked you, which two teams are you interested in as we move forward into the Super Bowl? So what'd you get for responses, Jay?
Kansas City is definitely a favorite amongst a lot of what people were saying. Johnny Powell said Cowboys and Chiefs, with the Chiefs winning. Cindy Arasako says, I only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. And I feel like a lot of people might agree with that, or they only watch it for the halftime show. Jeff Schmidt says, hoping the Titans won't choke, but feels like it's probably going to be a Chiefs-Green Bay situation. Billy Roeder, Bills and KC with the Bills winning. And John Walczak, Bills and Packers.
How long has it been since these two teams have either played against each other in a in the Super Bowl, or either
Kansas
of them
City
have been.
Kansas City has been there very consistently. Kansas City's been really good. Patrick Mahomes is awesome. It's been a while for Green Bay. The Rams were just there not so long ago. So, and the Bucs, of course, last year, they're still part of the picture. So I don't know. It'll be, you know, there's some old, some new ones in there. The Titans involved in the playoffs.
Titans kind of came out of left field this year.
Yeah, that's huge. And the Cowboys are doing pretty well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. My teams, I root for the Rams just because they're in Los Angeles. But you know me, I love my Brady and the Bucks, and I love Green Bay Packers. So let's go. Let's do it.
Have you got a side bet? Do you have a little office pool anywhere?
No, not yet. Usually on the Super Bowl, we do like squares at the office, you know, where everybody buys squares for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody in that office is pretty square to begin with, so that's it. Yeah, I got it. What are some of the top priorities?
That's like the squarest square ever.
I know.
Thank you. Your father and I have lots in common. Anyway, some of the top priorities that you want the government to focus on as people continue to complain about how much money is being spent and the January 6th investigation and voter legislation and all that stuff and crime. So what became the priority, at least as far as some of our listeners are concerned, Jay?
Sarah Large comments that stop the petty partisan bickering. I think that's something we might, a lot of us might
all
be able
agree
with.
Yep.
M. York wants there to be a focus on sticking to the truth and the actual facts.
Good luck. No one can even agree on that.
What are the facts?
What is the truth? One truth may be somebody else's truth.
People argue that the Earth isn't round. Where do we go from there? I mean, if that's like the most basic thing, we can't even agree on that. It's just insane.
Oh. Lynn Smith had quite a list, and a lot of these really matter. Healthcare, Social Security, helping young children from low-income families, job skills and jobs in general, fighting against crime, keeping young kids away from crime so that they don't go down that path, keeping young kids away from unnecessary injuries and death from firearms. John Wolzek says, considering I just paid $1,700 for one prescription yesterday, drug pricing and health care.
Good God. All right. Quickly, because there's so many celebrity deaths this week, who is the most significant death in your life? Got a couple of quickies on that, Jay.
Yeah, Susan Jewell said Marilyn Monroe, JFK, Laurie Ann said Princess Diana. There was a lot of Prince and Robin Williams. Those were the ones mentioned the most.
John Lennon.
The big one.
All right. That's the overview. Thanks for your input. Help yourself to our DJ social media, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calitran targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitran just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calitran work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitran alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen,
Healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know? Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
With Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back we are with another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a feature of the DJD program every week at this time. We add that to the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison. And voila, you have two different perspectives on the big stories that are being followed by most of the news talk-oriented stations, hosts, and programs. So, just for the information of the listeners, the people list this week includes at number 10 Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector, both passing away. A huge number of celebrities have died since the beginning of the year. Number 9, Boris Johnson. As another moron. Number 8, Prince Andrew. I guess this could be the morons list. Number 7 is Schumer. Number 6 is McConnell. Number 5 is Hillary. I have to stop there. What have I missed this week with regard to Hillary?
You guys? Really? You don't know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, she's been much more vocal the last couple of weeks. She's been out talking to people, doing videos and stuff like that. She's been on social media more. But Doug, his name, Doug Schoen, I think is his name. He used to be a Fox News contributor. He's a Democrat. He is a former advisor to Bill Clinton. And he wrote a piece I think, in the Wall Street Journal. Don't fact check me on that. But he wrote a big op-ed this week about how Hillary Clinton is the only hope for Democrats in 2024, saying that she's uniquely positioned, she's got the experience, and that she's the only one who can do it, because he said that Biden has been a disappointment. No one really believes he's going to run again because of declining health and, you know, getting older, and that Hillary Clinton, even though she's not a spring chicken, is still younger
and
presents a lot younger than Joe
Biden. Is Hillary 70 yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's older than Trump, actually. What is she, 74, I think?
She's the same. She's 75, yeah.
Yeah.
Both she and Bill are the same age.
Oh. She doesn't look it. I never would have guessed that.
And
that's
why I think, I mean, it really does matter how you present. I mean, even...
Yeah, that's true.
Look, Donald Trump was not that much younger than... Joe Biden is not that much younger than Joe Biden, but he presents younger. Hillary presents younger. They do. So he was saying that Kamala Harris is not the answer, that she's unpopular, and that she's been a disappointment as the vice president. And so he basically said that Hillary is the person who Democrats need to look at, that it's not someone new like a Gavin Newsom. It's someone that they already have. And so that's why she was.
Who would seriously look at Gavin Newsom? Come on. Really?
Oh, that's are you kidding? That's who's next.
No, I'm not kidding.
That is who is next. Now that he survived the recall in California.
Oh, my God.
The conversations have already been in political circles, and this is serious.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that as well. I kind of also feel like we're going to see something from Cuomo. It's
like a comeback of some kind.
Joe Manchin. Get Joe Manchin.
And Shelley
I've always thought. Joe Manchin. No.
I would. Like,
clearly,
you always vote for everyone who loses. So
that's me.
Clearly, I would not vote for Mayor Pete because he politically is just not aligned with where I am. But I've always said, like, with full disclosure and honesty, as a Republican, Mayor Pete's the one that actually scared. Like, if I were to be scared, but you know, like that is the most biggest threat.
Could win. Yeah,
because and I always thought it was really stupid that Joe Biden went with Kamala Harris because I think Mayor
Pete always wanted Mayor Pete
was a good choice. Yeah. He's a good speaker, although he does sound a little.
Awesome.
Amy Klobuchar did pull something. He does sound, he's going to have to work on it. He sounds condescending when he debates people, like he knows it all. So he's got to work on not being condescending in the debate. But he's a strong person Democrats have on the bench. But Doug Schoen actually in this piece even went up and, like, tore Pete apart and said why he wouldn't be a good candidate and why Hillary would still be better. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Very much so. Okay, anyway, Kevin McCarthy's 4, Rand Paul is 3, Fauci is 2, and Biden's 1. I laugh about Fauci and Rand Paul. They're like a couple of kids in a sandbox in the sixth
grade. Oh,
they're
the worst.
My God.
I think we should we should call Vince McMahon. We should get some grudge matches going. I think it would be fun.
Yep.
I think we could, you know, it would maybe unite the country around just the craziness. Then we could have Fauci and Rand Paul in a cage match. Right. And winner take all, basically.
I mean, Rand Paul's neighbor took him down. I don't know. I don't know that Rand Paul wants to, like, get into another caustic situation.
I don't think Fauci could be much of a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they're
After we
little.
Saw him throw that baseball, I don't know that Fauci
Not
would
much.
Be much of a threat.
Yeah, they're all little. Right, I think it would be even.
Number 3 on
they're
the
little.
List is January 6th. I see that prosecutors have charged some of the Oath Keepers, including the leader, with what they call seditious conspiracy. Okay, can we get a definition of that? Sedition.
It's the most serious charge.
Yeah, is it? This is what you want to see if you're calling it an insurrection. You need someone charged with insurrection or sedition.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some questions. So if the claim is true, then these guys should be thrown in jail, because the claim is that they were using a social media platform that was, you know, a safe place for them to exchange information, protected that or secure, whatever you would use to describe it, and they were going to bring guns and stuff and ammunition and uniforms and stuff into the Capitol. Now, I'll tell you like a friend, if that is true, those people should be in jail for a very long time.
Tell me.
But my question is, if they were going to bring in weapons and uniforms, why didn't they do it while it was happening? I don't understand the They picked them up because they were talking about what happened in Yugoslavia when, Milosevic lost, and the people stormed the Capitol to protest because they thought it was a phony election. They thought that it was a con job, and it was. And so the charge is that these guys were talking about Yugoslavia. Now, that's not a crime if they're talking about Yugoslavia. What would be the crime is if they put together a whole effort to try to overthrow the government. Now, the other thing that they're saying is that they were trying to move guns and all this stuff into Washington, D.C., or that it was going to be coming. But the reason I feel like this is a little weird, and again, we have to see it all play out because all we know are the original charging documents, so we have to hear how the story plays out. But what seems weird is if January 6th was the so-called Insurrection Day, the day that they were all conspiring to overthrow the government, why wouldn't you have the weapons and the uniforms and the whatever else, the knives and stuff that they were bringing in? Why wouldn't you have that when they went into the Capitol? I don't understand how it would be helpful to move that stuff in.
It's exhausting.
After that.
Isn't it? You've been chasing all this stuff down.
So
Number three is the focus on January 6th. What's going to happen and how, I think the filibuster plays into all of this too, doesn't it? That's number four probably, the voter legislation stuff. I see that Senator Sinema has sort of scuttled hopes for reform there. I don't know how you use the word reform. I didn't think what was being put forth sounded like it was much of a reform. It might have been a change, but reform usually indicates something to be better. And I didn't get that out of the discussion. Am I missing something? They just want to change it so it's seven.
They want to get. It takes 60 votes to break a filibuster to move legislation to the next level. And right now, because it is a very divided Senate, and in fact, Democrats, which is laughable, just used the filibuster yesterday on Ted Cruz, who had a bill that wanted to put sanctions on the Russia pipeline, which sounds pretty good to me. They didn't want it, so they used the filibuster to throw that away. The Democrats used the filibuster against Trump 300 times when he was in office. And that's why Trump was going nuts at Mitch McConnell saying, break the filibuster, get rid of it, because he was getting stopped by Democrats with everything. Now, I didn't like the fact that President Trump was getting stopped because I liked his proposed legislation, but I supported Mitch McConnell protecting the filibuster because it means whoever is in the White House, that the minority still has rights. The minority party in this country still has rights. And that's why I think it's really important that Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are standing up and protecting the filibuster now when Democrats are trying to do the same thing that Trump was trying to do. We need the filibuster so that there is not a one-party system in this country.
Imagine that only two people stand basically between...
Well,
and
that's the thing. It's so hypocritical.
Screwing up the system.
Just history lesson, how long was it in place before it got changed?
What do you mean?
Well, they changed the filibuster rules, right? Wasn't it Harry Reid who changed it?
Harry Reid did it in 2009. Yeah. And
so before 2009, what was in place? Because now...
It's been a long time. I think since 1900 or something.
Okay.
Or the late 1800s. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's so dang hypocritical to listen to Chuck Schumer and all of these other Democrats out there saying we need to blow up the filibuster when literally 2 years ago, when Trump was in office, we have to protect the integrity of the Senate and we have to protect the filibuster. It's like,
what do you expect those gas bags to say? Come on.
But if there's a chance.
But Jen's totally right. If this was on the other side and Republicans had the majority and wanted to blow up the filibuster too.
Oh, they'd be going nuts.
It would be the same thing. I mean, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing.
And I gotta tell you, like I said, they tried it. And Mitch McConnell, to his credit, and I don't say much nice about Mitch McConnell, said, no, we have to protect the filibuster. And he was right over Trump, definitely.
Lindsey Graham didn't say anything nice about Mitch McConnell this week either. He says, I'm not voting for you unless you kiss Trump.
Well,
Ms. Lindsey?
Kiss Trump. Kiss America First principles.
Okay. Thousands of inmates are being released from jail this week. That's number five on the story list. Thousands of inmates from federal prisons are coming out in accordance with a law, actually, that came from the Trump era. This is part of the sweeping criminal justice overhaul, or is it Omicron or COVID or what? And I want to know who's being let out. I don't mind.
Well, it's not violent criminals, right?
Yeah, it's like white collar stuff, but I think they're under house arrest, right? Like Michael Cohen famously got out because of COVID spreading around, and so he was at home on house arrest with an ankle monitor. So I think that's how they're, and he had to serve out the last 2 years of his sentence at home.
What about the crime stats? Looking at cities like L.A., Jennifer, where the crime stats, again, that sort of is part of number five this week. A lot of cities are showing crime spiking, and L.A. is certainly a pretty good example of that. And people say, well, all these people getting out of jail, that makes room for these bad guys to go to jail.
That's the problem. They're not going to jail because you've got DAs like the one in New York City now and like George Gascon in Los Angeles and Chesa Boudin in San Francisco. You have to do something real bad to end up in jail. You're not going to, they're not even arresting people because they know they're not going to be charged with anything for stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. That's why you have flash mobs organizing, walking into whatever store they want, taking whatever they want, walking right out. And the police can't do anything about it because if they arrest them, they're going to be out the next day, which is what's happening.
Number four, let me go back to that, the whole business about what's going on in the next election cycle. Apparently, the Republican National Committee says it's planning a rules change that would force presidential candidates seeking the nomination to sign a pledge saying what?
What kind of pledge?
Yeah.
I think they don't want anybody to participate. This kind of came to a head when Trump bailed on the last debate because he wanted to have it in person, but the pandemic was raging and then they decided that it was safer to just go virtual. So, and then apparently now the RNC doesn't want anyone to participate in any of those debates without like a whole long list of requirements that they would like to see made. And I don't know if it's. I don't know.
Well, no,
some of the things I think are okay. Some of the things that they want, I think that,
like
you know,
what?
I think moderate. Well, I think some they want moderate. I think they want to take a harder look at moderators. I agree with that. I think a lot of the moderators are terrible. So
I'd like to moderate a presidential debate.
Oh my
I think
gosh.
My name should be. What? What do you mean?
I can't even imagine that.
Why?
But yeah, no, the RNC just says they're pulling their candidates because the rules have been stacked. The commission has been politicized that puts
them.
On the
debates. Of course
debates.
It has.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Right. It's like the League of Women Voters. It used to be pretty objective. Now it's a bunch of clowns that are trying to screw everything up. Okay. There it is, our overview of the stories and the people from the point of view of the folks starring in the DJV program here on the Talk Radio Review. The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the week of January 10th to the 14th. The official list starts at number 10 with all of the celebrity deaths. Number 9 is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. Number 8, what's going on winter weather-wise. Cold weekend in the Northeast again. Social media and free speech. Number 7. And number 6, our relationship with Russia and China. Some of the same old, but some of it's new. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Police funding, number 5. The voter legislation, filibuster, number 4. January 6th and the investigation going on still. Number 2 on the countdown list this week is what's going on in our economy. Are we going to have as much inflation as people say? That's a big subject of speculation with talk radio hosts. And number 1, as you can imagine, COVID again, the variant and the vaccines and the masks and mandates. Top of the list, on the list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
For those of you who have wondered about how to start the new year with a great night's rest, the most important thing is a pillow, a good pillow, a great pillow. And, of course, that's where MyPillow comes in. They want to give back. All the folks at MyPillow have had a great year. And so now they're offering great discounts on all of the MyPillow products, most notably the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's it. It's a fabulous way. All different colors. Soft, wonderful. the Giza cotton that's used. This is a fabulous way, along with those pillows, to get a great night's rest. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog, see what's there. Use the DJV code and the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on the books right now for the Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen here with a list of people that have made it into the top 10 according to the research done by Talkers Magazine of all the news talk radio stations around the country, the hosts, management, etc. At number 10, the passing of these celebrities, Bob Saget, Ronnie Spector on that list. Boris Johnson is number 9. Prince Andrew at number 8. Just shows you how close we are to our friends in England, because they make such... there's almost always every week something from England in our top 10 list. Chuck Schumer is number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Hillary Clinton, will she or won't she, number 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Rand Paul is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2, Joe Biden is 1, and Trump gets an honorable mention, or maybe not honorable, but he gets a mention, honorable or not honorable, that's the story. So those are the things on the list. Thank you very much for being a close attendee here when it comes to our Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR 96.5 FM. AM 1460 and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time every week for Victoria Keelan to go through a list of the top 5 technology stories of the week. We touch on all kinds of things in a countdown fashion as we get to the weekend. So here are the top 5 that Victoria has researched, starting with an Uber reality check. I guess that's a good way of looking at it, right?
Yeah, if you're trying to hail an Uber using your Apple Watch and you're wondering why it doesn't work, the reason is Uber is no longer supporting.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, Uber pulled the plug and they're no longer supporting the Apple Watch app. Apparently not enough people were using it, which I can understand, because a lot of people don't love the fact that if you're, like, let's say you land at a noisy airport and you're trying to, you know, use your app on your watch, and if you talk to someone, it's not like the easiest thing to talk on the phone with it. So it's I guess they just found that not enough people were using it, so it's they've removed it. It's weird. They've left the actual app on the Apple Watch. It just doesn't do anything, and it gives you an emoji with like a sad face. I don't know why they haven't just wiped it from the interface, but eventually that's probably what will happen. But obviously the Uber app is still available on your iPhone or the larger version of the iPad.
All right, number four, a model was stalked in New York after somebody slipped an AirTag into her coat.
This seems to have popped up especially right before the holiday shopping season in 2021. And so a Sports Illustrated model, her name is Brooks Nader, she was stalked by a stranger who slipped an Apple AirTag tracker into her coat pocket in New York City and followed her around for 5 hours. And she said she only realized it when her iPhone gave her an alert that an unknown accessory was moving with her. And so this is something that, you know, these are cheap AirTags. They're $30. Car thieves are using them to steal cars. Stalkers are dropping them into women's handbags as they pass them on the street. This is one of these things right now that it's like the crime du jour. So ladies especially, make sure that you, if you get back into your car or if you're walking around and you get an alert on your phone, it's important to go right to a police station and don't go home, whatever you do. And if you have an AirTag stuck to your car, if you can't find it, drive to a police station. Do not drive home because someone will be following you. And it's a horrible, scary thing, and this is what technology has done. Yep.
Number three, the latest phishing scam.
More tech. Yeah. Well, we are in the tech report, so it's appropriate. So police in several cities across the U.S. are warning residents that the newest scam to look out for is paying through an app at a parking meter. So if you're using a QR code that's stuck to a parking meter, they are warning you that those are fraudulent sites that capture your payment details and will basically steal your money. So police have said that they're discovering this is happening in cities across the country, that people are, you know, they're unsure how to pay the meter because no one has change anymore, and a lot of them don't accept change. So you have to use a parking app, and there's a QR sticker that's stuck right on the meter itself, so people think it's legitimate. They're scanning it with their phone. It's taking them to a site. They're entering their payment information, and all of their info is being stolen. So you have to make sure that these are legitimate sites. Always make sure if you're going to be parking in public that, you know, you look around and see where the signs are that tell you what the official app that city might be using, and don't just trust a sticker on the meter.
All right, number two here, the fact or fiction from the IRS.
Man, this was not like the biggest tech story, but it was the biggest social media tech story of the week by far. Everyone's freaking out about Venmo and PayPal and Zelle and Cash App and the IRS. And so this stuff went all over social media. It's total misinformation. And so what happens is if you are out to dinner with your friends, and this is how often people use Venmo or Zelle, if you're out to dinner with your friends and, you know, you're dividing up the bill or you send your roommate money for your half of the rent and utilities, you're not going to be taxed on that. Neither will your roommate. None of this stuff is taxable. If you are running a side business, though, and you have a transaction of receiving goods and services totaling more than $600, then you will now get a 1099 from whatever Cash App you're using. Now, that has been the law for decades. This is nothing new. This is not a new law. This is a new way of reporting the law. So just make sure that you calm down. And if it's over $600 for a business expense, you should already be paying taxes on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, number one this week, the FAA.
Yep, Verizon and AT&T are bringing their 5G expansion live on January 19th, and the FAA has chosen 50 airports that will have buffer zones to help prevent flight disruption. So it's not going to prevent 5G, it just delays it.
Should prevent it. 5G is not necessary and dangerous. That's Doug Steffens' read on it. Victoria Keelan and Doug, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses. Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A deadly winter storm combining high winds, ice, snow, and rain sweeping through the country from Tennessee to the Carolinas to Massachusetts.
Tens of thousands of customers were without power in Georgia, the Carolinas, and Florida, where a tornado ripped through a trailer park. In North Carolina, up to at least a foot of snow had fallen by late afternoon. Highway patrols were reporting hundreds of accidents and at least two deaths when a car drove off a road into trees near Raleigh. FlightAware lists 2,800 canceled U.S. flights as of late Sunday afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira says this has been a storm that has impacted a large portion of the U.S.
It is now impacting portions of the lower Mississippi Valley into the Mid-South and now portions of the Southeast and Southern Mid-Atlantic. And then, of course, as we go forward, it's going to continue to impact portions of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden is scheduled to meet virtually with Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Friday. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is one step closer to becoming the U.S. ambassador to India.
Garcetti's nomination for ambassador was approved by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee last week. The White House announced Garcetti's nomination back in July, touting what it described as his experience overseeing, quote, the busiest container port in the Western Hemisphere, the largest municipal utility in the country, and one of the busiest airports in the world. Garcetti's term as mayor is set to end in December. Confirmation before that by the full Senate would leave the L.A. City Council to appoint an interim mayor. Bob Agner reporting.
South Korea's military says North Korea fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea in its fourth weapons launch this month. Check out more news, read the best analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A predator heading to the slammer.
A man once dubbed King Perry will spend more than 17 years in prison for his role in masterminding a long-running Ponzi scheme that collected more than $115 million from 1,000 investors nationwide. Perry Santillo appeared in federal court in Rochester, New York. A judge ordered him to pay $103 million in restitution. Some of Santillo's victims lost hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement savings. Santillo pleaded guilty more than 2 years ago to mail fraud and conspiracy. John Scott reporting.
The pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline said yesterday it rejected an unsolicited $68 billion bid from Unilever for its consumer healthcare goods unit, a joint venture it controls in partnership with Pfizer. London-based company. They said the bid was rejected because it fundamentally undervalued the unit and its future prospects. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Disgraced California attorney Michael Avenatti filing a claim against the Federal Bureau of Prisons.
His claim? He's only allowed to read from one source while being held under federal custody, former President Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. The $94 million claim seeks $1 million for each day he says he was held in solitary confinement or lockdown, only being able to read his arch enemy's tome. Avenatti says he was mistreated while he was in federal custody because of his criticism of Trump and former Attorney General William Barr. Patrick Frost reporting.
The rabbi, who was among four people held hostage at a Texas synagogue, says their armed captor became increasingly belligerent and threatening toward the end of the 10-hour standoff. The hostage situation yesterday at Congregation Beth Israel near Fort Worth ended when police shot and killed the 44-year-old suspect. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, the music from the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 6, almost 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, to go through the charts originated by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com for the week of January 10th to the 14th, all the top 10 stories and the people that are on the list as well. Some pretty sobering information this week and names that kind of sober us up too, Michael, when you go through the list, especially looking at the, well, I don't know, all the things back and forth. We have so many changes every week, and you did such a great job of chronicling what's going on. As you go through the story list and the people list, I'm sure there are things that we will talk about, because there always are when it comes to this and the whole world of News Talk Radio. So welcome in. Shall we start with the lists?
Okay, we are chroniclers, and can you believe we're halfway through January already? It's amazing how the time marches on. At number 10, we have a bunch of celebrity deaths, and that's tied with the National Football League playoff picture. At number 9, we have the sex scandal of Prince Andrew of the UK. Winter weather and climate change are at number 8. Number 7, social media, free speech, and privacy. And number 6, U.S.-China-Russia relations. At number 5, crime and violence and police funding. At number 4, voter legislation and race relations, very tied together. At number 3, the January 6th investigation, tied with the 2022 midterm elections. That's this year, hard to believe. At number 2, the economy, inflation, supply chain, labor shortage, all that good stuff. And at number one, COVID-19, the Omicron variant, vaccines, masks, mandates, and school closings, or the fear of school closings. And that's the those are the 10 stories that make up the top stories. The people on our list, at number 10, Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector. At number 9, Prince Andrew and Boris Johnson. At number 8, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Mitch McConnell's at 7. Hillary Clinton is at number 6. Donald Trump is at number 5. Kevin McCarthy at 4. A tie between Rand Paul and Roger Marshall at 3. The subject of their ire is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's at number 2. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go. Snapshot of the week's activities, the stories, and the people that are on the tongues of Americans who like to yap.
In the companion piece of the Talk Radio Countdown show, we have the DJV folks talking about the is a companion piece. So they're talking about the issues as well. And one of the members of the crew suggested that we have a WWW or whatever, World, what is it? World Wrestling Federation, WWF. We have a match.
WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. The WWF is the World Wildlife Federation, and they took the name back from Vince McMahon,
right,
and he changed it to WWE.
Thank you for that. I had forgotten that, actually. Yeah. So the lady suggested we have a grudge match between Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci, because the two of them were back and forth.
Where's she been?
Silliest. It is. It's silly. It's become silly. One of the things that affected, I think, you and I and people our age this week was the passing, well, the number of people that have passed. Ronnie Spector really hit me right where it hurts. I always loved the Ronettes and the story of her and how the wall of sound was created and what she did with it. I've seen her 3 or 4 times in person. And so we all find things that sober us up. And maybe even more so the Bob Saget passing at 65, which sort of caught people off guard. I mean, I suppose anybody, when you, especially at that age when you pass, and everybody's looking at your...
Well, they're not sure what happened. I mean, maybe by now, maybe I've missed it, but as of this moment,
no.
Have they figured out why?
No, not really. They thought it might be a heart attack, but there's no... The wife has asked for an autopsy, I think, or somebody did, and that hasn't become public yet, that I've seen. But it just, you know... It's all of this stuff is sobering, and there has been so much of it since the 1st of January. You know, so many people who are of note have passed away, and then, it's beginning
Wayne
with Betty
Hickman.
White.
Do you remember him? He died.
Of course. Dobie Gillis. Know, good Lord.
Dobie Gillis and sports figures at the end of the year, Betty White and John Madden right at the end of the year. And Dan Reeves, a very highly respected retired football coach. He died this year. In the last 2 weeks, you know, there have been a number of celebrity passings. And
brings up short.
And some people that may not be that famous, but that were also historically and culturally relevant. I mean, there's a whole list. So, I mean, it's part of the passing parade. It's part of life.
It is. Boris Johnson is number 9.
Yeah.
This guy, I was listening to NPR the other day, and they had the audio of him basically lying through his teeth about the parties that were being thrown at 10 Downing Street. And then you listen. It's so entertaining to listen to the Brits do the same thing that we do over here, but it's the accent. You know, and they're going after Boris because of these parties, and he basically lied about them, and so the opposition wants him to resign. And the story led you to believe that he might. And so there's a certain entertainment value, even if it's bad news, right? I mean, thinking about
entertainment value, there's a huge entertainment value in following the news. And bad news is perhaps just as engaging, if not more so, as good news.
Yeah.
You know, what does the word entertainment mean?
That's a great question. And a lot of people think it means laughing. If you're entertained, you're having fun. And it's not. It's capturing your attention. Prince Andrew at number 8, another perfect example of capturing the imagination of people, you know, realizing what a lech this guy has been and how tied up he was with Epstein. And yet he was a royal, but the queen took care of him.
She fired him.
Yeah,
they blew him out. They took away his Royal Highness stature and all of his connections and all that. He was basically fired from his job with the firm, a family business.
So it is a family business. So it's like Blue Bloods, the police. You ever watch that show?
I'm aware of it. I only watched a few minutes of it.
It's a good show.
I have not really seen
it's
it.
It's a good show. Family business is being a policeman. Number seven, right. There are a lot of people who get into politics of family business. Nancy Pelosi's got all her relatives in California, including the governor, who's her nephew. She's trying to be as influential as she has been. Now, there's an entertainment quotient. The two of them, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, come in at number eight this week, I think it is, on the list. And what in the world, you know, you look at them and they're yammering back and forth. They say that, you ever notice this? Well, I'm sure you have. They say the same thing all the time. It's the same. You could have a recording of those two or any that are on this list for the last 10 years, and it's pretty much the same year to year, month to month. It's just the same old stuff. And
most people do that.
most
people say the same thing all the time.
I hope that's not the case with us, Michael.
Oh, no, we're completely fresh and original every minute.
That's it.
No, everybody has their shtick. Everybody, you know, it's amazing how few talking points it takes to create a repertoire and go through life.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have made a career out of doing one thing or two things, you know.
Right. Yeah, I suppose that's true. Don Rickles. It was the same shtick all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing over and over, and yet people found it amusing. Yeah, that's a great point. Number six, Mitch McConnell. Apparently there's no love lost at the moment between him and Lindsey Graham. Lindsey says, I'm not supporting you for the speaker or the leader of the Republicans in the Senate if you don't like Trump.
The question is, how will Trump play out over the next 2.5 years?
Prediction from you?
I don't have a prediction. I had the question. The question is the statement. The main driving, you know, entertainment, if you will, aspect of political prognostication is what role will Trump play as the months grind on and the years grind on and things change and we get closer to the midterms and then we turn around and get closer to the presidential election of 2024. There's going to be intrigue on both sides.
You want a prediction? I have a prediction.
Give me your prediction.
All right. Hillary Clinton's number five or six. She's on number six on the people list this week because there are people touting her as the next, the only viable Democrat that can win in the 2024. And Joe Manchin is becoming quite a thorn in the side of pretty much everybody, but he's getting everybody's attention. I see Hillary Clinton running with Joe Manchin in 2024. What do you say to that?
I was the first figure in the talk media to bring that up a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I should get an award. Of course,
Moses.
It may not happen. But it's very, very possible that Hillary Clinton will be back in the game. And, you know, people, oh, no, she's so unpopular. Well, it ain't the first time who's unpopular.
You think Trump's that popular? Trump's very unpopular.
Hillary Trump, too. Wouldn't that be funny? Entertaining.
Yeah. Whether it be, I mean, there we are.
Somebody described it as a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. No, but we're back to talking about entertaining and what's entertaining, and that kind of stuff is for many people, whether you're an avid political watcher or not. You know, that sort of stuff when it surfaces, it's just, you know, how do you ignore that sort of thing? I'd like to see Rand Paul run for national office.
Why?
Because I think he's an interesting character, and his points of view, many of it, I guess maybe because I agree with a lot of stuff. And so when you agree with someone, you think, okay, yeah, that guy'd be great. And maybe he wouldn't be because he's too singularly focused. But anyway, it's all speculation, which we have a lot of here in the talk radio room. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 17 after the hour. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the week of January 10th to the 14th, the official list starts at number 10 with all of the celebrity deaths. Number 9 is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. Number 8, what's going on winter weather-wise. Cold weekend in the Northeast again. Social media and free speech, number 7. And number 6, our relationship with Russia and China. Some of the same old, but some of it's new. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Police funding, number 5. The voter legislation, filibuster, number 4. January 6th and the investigation going on still. Number 2 on the countdown list this week is what's going on in our economy. Are we going to have as much inflation as people say? That's a big subject of speculation with talk radio hosts. And number 1, as you can imagine, COVID again, the variant and the vaccines and the masks and mandates. Top of the list, on the list from Talkers Magazine on the talk radio.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level Windows 10 laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While there is much to be done to fulfill Dr. King's dream of a beloved community, AmeriCorps remains committed to showing that service can help unite Americans of different backgrounds and experiences while meeting the urgent needs in our communities. AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith has more.
The commemoration of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is a call to act on Dr. King's legacy of social justice and equity by coming together. Through service, we can break down the barriers that divide us, strengthen ties to one another and our community, while we meet the needs of our neighbors and our nation.
Even in times of great challenges, AmeriCorps has helped bring people together and bridge the deepest divides we face.
Dr. King said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and service to one another puts his words into action.
To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day, visit AmeriCorps.gov/MLK Day.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's cooking in the world of News Talk Radio. Some of your favorite hosts profiled here. I was looking, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I was looking at an overview of ratings for various programs around the country and how they're doing and what the criteria is and the confusion that exists, Michael, between people. You and I addressed this. I think we used Howard Stern as an example a few years ago when we were addressing the same sort of thing. What's going on music radio in the morning isn't really music for the most part. It's conversation and, you know, there's usually three or four people on the air. So is that considered, do you think that what goes on those programs is real talk radio? And if it is or if it isn't, how do we, as you, as the editor of Talkers Magazine, how would you define for people what a real talk radio host is?
Well, to me, that's a no-brainer. Of course it's real talk radio. It's all talk radio. Talk radio, I define talk radio as anything where the spoken word element is the major reason people tune in, as opposed to hearing music. Mm-hmm. And that includes all news, that includes sports, includes public radio, it includes commercial news talk radio, conservative, liberal, and then on FM music stations, if you have what used to be called shock jocks, I call them culture talk show hosts, mm-hmm. pop culture, celebrity gossip. To me, it's all talk radio, and it's all part of what we cover at Talkers. It just happens that one of the most popular genres of talk radio is news talk radio, which is predominantly conservative, not completely, and is predominantly political, but not completely. That's one of the most popular ones. That's the format that we base this survey on. But right. We don't delude ourselves into thinking that that's the only real talk radio. Now, Howard Stern is very real talk radio, as was Imus, and as are all those sports shows, and all those wonderful chat shows that exist all across the country on music stations where they do predominantly, in some cases, they don't play any records, and they talk. Well, that's talk.
Yep, and we're talking a lot. Those people are talking about the same thing we are, the problem with nurses, for example, and the burnout as it relates to the number one story this week on the countdown, COVID-19, the variant, and how it is, some people, I was talking to a friend of mine last night who went to Miami with a few of his friends for last weekend, and he had a great time, didn't notice any COVID. But to listen to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with the DJV program, he's up in Orlando, he said things are a nightmare. People are getting Omicron and the way it's affecting the economy there, back and forth, because that's Disneyland, and people still now are thinking, even though people want to get out of the house, they still think twice about going to Disneyland or getting on a cruise or even getting on an airplane. I've been on an airplane every weekend for the last month and a half and will be again this weekend. I wear a 95 and N95 mask, and I haven't been affected by it, although Kronhaus says he thinks I've had it and I didn't know I had it, which is fine with me. Yeah.
No, you may have had it and you don't know you had it, and then you might also not have immunity. I mean, we don't even know whether or not the immunity, you know, there's natural immunity from having had it, or if there is, how long it lasts.
Yeah.
There's
right.
so many unknowns attached to this pandemic that it's very foolish to, you know, think you have the answer. So you got to be careful.
Just well, what are the questions? There are many more questions. There are answers. And people are getting impatient because they think those who are, quote unquote, in authority should know. Why should they know any more than you know this? You know, because it's changing so quickly, right?
Well, I mean, the medical establishment is always in a situation of facing the unknown and change. Whenever you have any kind of a diagnosis, a lot of people say, get a second opinion. And usually doctors go along with it and say, yeah, go ahead, get a second opinion. This is not something that is set in stone. So why would it be about such a terrible pandemic? That's a once-in-a-century event.
Yeah.
Full of the unknown.
Let's hope that that's the case. 28 after the hour on the countdown. For those of you who have wondered about how to start the new year with a great night's rest, the most important thing is a pillow, a good pillow, a great pillow, and of course, that's where MyPillow comes in. They want to give back. All the folks at MyPillow have had a great year, and so now they're offering great discounts on all of the MyPillow products, most notably the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's it. It's a fabulous way, all different colors. Soft, wonderful, the Giza cotton that's used. This is a fabulous way, along with those pillows, to get a great night's rest. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog, see what's there. Use the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on the books right now for the Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
After the hour now, this is the weekly talk radio countdown show, an official overview. I just like the use of that word, official. This is good to know that you're
official. I find
official.
That a funny word.
It is.
Can I tell you a 30-second story?
Yeah,
many,
please.
Many years ago, I was hired, my company was hired to produce a major 48-hour rock and roll history special for one of the major networks. As you know, I've been behind a number of those great histories of rock and roll and all that.
Yep.
And they wanted a history of rock and roll, and there had been a number of them. There are a lot of histories of rock and roll. So I tried to do something snarky, and we came up with the name The Official History of Rock and Roll, which to me is a joke, because there's no such thing as an official history of anything, let alone rock and roll. Everybody has their own interpretations.
Right.
It was meant to be a joke. We were going to call it the official history of rock and roll, but it was meant to make a statement that, you know, this is just another subjective look at history. Nobody laughed. Everybody accepted it. And it was accepted by hundreds of radio stations around the country and a major company as being the official history of rock and roll simply because we said it was. And, you know, I let it go, but I always found that to be very insightful about how the word official. And think about when you watch the Super Bowl, the official truck of the Super Bowl. Well, they paid for that.
Right. Of course they did. The official airline of the Patriots. Yeah.
Right. The word official is one of the most distorted, misleading words in the English language. Mm-hmm. So there.
Well, my story is when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY back in the late 80s, the fellow who ran the radio station, one of the two really great general managers I've ever had, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds, but Tom Severino is the name, fabulous guy. He's since passed away, but he was so clever. He'd come in and he'd just stir the pot, because we were fighting against WLW, which is the great, big old, like, been there forever Cincinnati station, always beats in the ratings. So a bunch of us came in to try to shake things up. And as a result of that, we became the WLW would say, we're the official news station and we're the official weather station. So Severino just changed it and said, we're the new official weather station. Right. We're the new official.
Well, the more official. Now you want to hear. Yeah. Now here's something for your Supernatural show.
Okay.
Tom Severino was one of the key executives involved in my story that I told you about the official history of rock and roll.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so we told two quips, one from the top of our heads, back to back, out of the thousands of people we've worked with in the industry,
right,
with the same guy.
He put it on the FM station that was in Cincy, right? Is that what he did with it?
He was the general manager of K-Rock in New York.
Ah.
Which was owned by Mel Karmazin, Infinity Broadcasting. This is really inside the weeds, but maybe a few listeners out there like that.
Yeah.
And that was how I began. That was Mel Karmazin, who wound up, you know, heading CBS and all that.
Great legend.
Was his right-hand man.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's, as long as we're in the weeds a little bit, I want to talk about podcasting. And whether or not, I'm asking you because I don't know the answer to the question, and it may be in some people's minds a legitimate question. We talk about.
I'm happy to answer all questions, my child. Go ahead.
Thank you, my mentor, my liege. Yes, I think my fullness. Okay.
Go on.
So, in your overview with your staff of the top stories, do you take into account podcasting as a form of news talk radio?
Surveys, yes. On our news talk radio survey, no.
No.
There is a correlation between podcasting and the news that you that we survey on our stories. But the survey that we use on this program is basically what's being talked about
on News Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. And, of course, any podcasting connected to that would be podcasts that emanate from News Talk Radio. So it's the world of News Talk Radio. Basically, folks, the station you're listening to now is symbolic of the kind of stations and shows that this survey addresses. However, we have other surveys, and one that's general talk of, you know, all kinds of talk shows, including those aforementioned shock jocks and FM right. morning shows and all that. But that does not apply to this.
So that might be, on that list would be the passing of the Bachelorette Clint Arliss. That made, I mean, I, the ladies.
Yeah, the odds of that making our survey are less than Sidney Poitier or Ronnie Spector makes it, because the people that listen to News Talk Radio and the people that are on News Talk Radio are aware of Ronnie Spector. Mm-hmm. This is all not totally scientific or mathematical. There's a tremendous amount of subjectivity to this type of categorization. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes it an art form, as well as something that would come out of a bean counter factory.
There are a lot of artists. Some of them are national. Some of them are local. We have noted, we were talking about the passing of folks in number 10. The story list this week has celebrity deaths in it. At the end of the year, I think we recounted, I'm not sure, I think it was one of the days that you weren't able to be here, all of the talk hosts who passed during the year and who most of them passed because of COVID. And now I see that Glenn Beck has COVID, not for the first time. He's had it already, and now he's got it again. He's happy to talk about how he's unvaccinated, and he has lots of conspiracy theories about what's in the vaccine, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says now the disease is affecting his lungs. So I wonder what that means for his future. Do you think he's worried? I don't know. I'm just sort of following this as it happens. It's been sort of on people's minds this week. He's certainly a very important national talk host on 3 hours a day in the morning for Premier. And so, you know, do people say, yeah, Glenn, you faff it out, you tough it out? Or do we look at him as saying, why did you're so foolish. Why did you get the vaccine? You wouldn't have gotten so sick.
But people say all things. I mean, there's many points of view on it, even the point of view of how accurate is his disclosure.
I remember Glenn Beck has
had other weird maladies in the past that looked like it was the end of him, and then all of a sudden you never hear about it again. Mm-hmm. I like Glenn Beck. He's very talented. Yeah. He's very, very smart, and he's very entertaining. But I don't know whether or not I take Glenn Beck journalistically as necessarily to be judged by what he says.
The tribe of those who sort of beat the same drum. He was actually on with Mark Levin talking about the fact that he has COVID. He's been taking ivermectin?
Ivermectin.
And hydrochloric or whatever that is. Hydroxychloroquine. That too. He looks, you know, one of the things that I've talked about that I'm convinced from the doctor's point of view is on the money, is the fact that the Chinese communists or whoever is in that laboratory engineered the virus so that those little points that are on the, if you look at pictures of the virus, there is little sticky, look like spikes on the virus, and those were engineered because people who look at the stuff when originally became known to be a problem didn't have the spikes on it. So one of the feelings or theories is that...
Theory. Make sure to say theory so that...
Theory. One of the theories is that the spikes were on it because it gloms onto fat, and most of the people who have died are fat, heavy, have problems with diabetes. And so if you look at Glenn Beck these days, he's putting on a lot of weight. So is that his problem? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. You look at that and make it an individual conversation, or you talk about the overall thing. And yes, they are all theories because, you know, who really knows at this point what the truth is? That's what's so hard, finding the truth in anything, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's that's our main quest in life, is to seek truth. Mm-hmm. And truth is very subjective. Truth is nebulous. It's ethereal. It's mercurial. It's hard to grab. And but it's seeking truth. It's being open to truth. It's loving the idea of truth that really is the truth. It's the awareness that truth is something we should lean toward and seek.
You know,
that is in fact a truth unto itself.
One of the things I find most amusing, you talk about entertaining, is that these guys who are all in the same circle keep interviewing each other. You know what I mean? They're like if Tucker Carlson
like you and
interviews
I would never
Glenn
do
Beck.
That.
Glenn, no, no. Glenn Beck interviews Tucker Carlson. That's just it's an interesting. Yeah. Well, we do the same thing.
That's one of the things that marks this phenomenon known as talk media.
Yeah.
Is that if there are no newsmakers, let's talk to each other.
Yeah.
You know, talk show hosts make the greatest guests because they know how to play, you know, they know how to volley. I remember once covering Manchester, Connecticut, the night before the primary. Manchester, Vermont, New Hampshire. Do you remember those? We'd all go up there, radio
goes.
Oh,
yeah, I remember those. Yeah, yeah,
and,
we used to do that
the
all
streets,
the time.
It's like Mardi Gras. It's like a political Mardi Gras on the streets of Manchester. Every corner has a different rally going on and all that. Really heck of a an electric environment. Sometimes there'd be nobody to interview, so all of those shows that were interviewing
each other.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, I remember that. That's for sure. All right, continuing on now, in a moment we'll find out who Michael has in the circle, the MH interview circle for this week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen here with a list of people that have made it into the top 10 according to the research done by Talkers Magazine of all the news talk radio stations around the country, the hosts, management, etc. At number 10, the passing of these celebrities, Bob Saget, Ronnie Spector on that list. Boris Johnson is number 9. Prince Andrew at number 8. Just shows you how close we are to our friends in England because they make such... there's almost always every week something from England in our top 10 list. Chuck Schumer is number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Hillary Clinton, will she or won't she, number 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Rand Paul is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2, Joe Biden is 1, and Trump gets an honorable mention, or maybe not honorable, but he gets a mention, honorable or not honorable, that's the story. So those are the things on the list. Thank you very much for being a close attendee here when it comes to our Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it, but Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP. Loss. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the week of January 10th to the 14th. The official list starts at number 10 with all of the celebrity deaths. Number 9 is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. Number 8, what's going on winter weather-wise. Cold weekend in the Northeast again. Social media and free speech. Number 7. And number 6, our relationship with Russia and China. Some of the same old, but some of it's new. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Police funding, number 5. The voter legislation, filibuster, number 4. January 6th and the investigation going on still. Number 2 on the countdown list this week is what's going on in our economy. Are we going to have as much inflation as people say? That's a big subject of speculation with talk radio hosts. And number 1, as you can imagine, COVID again, the variant and the vaccines and the masks and mandates. Top of the list, on the list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so you have on the MH interview this week a very interesting fellow who's been around for quite a long time. I'm glad you're talking to Danny Lipford. What'd you learn from him, and what's his whole deal?
Well, I learned that Danny Lipford is a pretty bright guy. He's a contractor who also has nationally syndicated radio and TV shows about home maintenance and home improvement. And I tapped into him for his view of the economy, because so many people, they're tied to the economy in a big way is their home ownership. And with inflation and all of the stuff going on, people care about that. So basically, it's a conversation about how your kitchen can be the key to you having a retirement fund. Do you take care of your house? What are the things you have to look for if you're selling it, buying it, and all of that? Plus, the supply chain really impacts the home improvement industry and construction. It's a fascinating conversation about the news of the day from the perspective of home ownership.
His program is called Today's Homeowner, Danny Lipford, with Michael Harrison on the MH Interview at mhinterview.com. You can find it at Talkers as well. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home.
Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, 800-306-1760, that's 800-306-1760.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's an attorney. Yep, and he's still my friend. He's a lecturer in law and taxation at Bentley University. Swell guy, smart guy. And I give him condolences because he posted on his social media the passing of his dog. And I know how close you were to your dog, and we've been talking about it a little bit. Just, chin up, think about the great stuff, the good advice that you get from anybody who cares for you and cares with you is that it was great and important, and what else can you say? I mean, they become part of the family, and they rightfully ought to, because most of them are better than most of the humans.
I think of that. couldn't agree with you more.
All right, let's get to some of these things here. Fact or fiction? Because you're not only involved in the law world, but you've done this great service on helping people with scams, identity theft, et cetera, et cetera. I know you teach that also at Bentley College, but the whole scam business getting more, polished, if that's what it is. The IRS is also, I don't know, this almost feels like a scam. They're tracking payments over $600 on PayPal and Venmo. I don't think they are. I think that somebody else is, right? You know, there are people that are following all of this stuff, and you don't know who the hell it is. So what do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, like you say, the sophistication now with so much of what we do is online and done through technology. And there are some very, very sophisticated cyber criminals who are able to take advantage of that. And so what happens is, yeah, they are tracking payments. And what happens is you may be getting an email or a text message about a payment that you know you made or something, financial transaction. Yeah. And, of course, it's bogus, but you end up responding, clicking on a link that can download malware or providing information that makes you become a victim of identity theft. And, you know, my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anyone. Whenever you are asked for personal information or to make a payment in response to a phone call, a text message, or an email, you've got to confirm it. You really have to assume that it could be bogus, and you've got to confirm legitimately. I'll tell you a good one I just saw yesterday for the first time. A really good phishing email supposedly coming from Chase Bank. And it said, there are phishing emails going out that may affect you, so check here. And I'm going, good for you, you sneaky bastard.
Sneaky bastard. And now, speaking of that, phishing scams, there's one to watch out for. If you are using a parking meter and you see a QR code, don't use it because they're not putting those. Somebody walks by, puts a sticker on there, you're using it, and he's getting or she's getting your credit card and charging you whatever they want to charge you, and it's not going to the city. You can be sure of that, right?
Yeah, you know, this is one. I've written so many of these things before they hit the mainstream, and months ago I wrote about this, the QR codes, and they're very, very helpful. But again, people are assuming they're legit, and the ones on the parking meters, whoever would think that there would be criminals that would be able to do that? So What you got to do is, you when you do go to a parking meter that has one of these things, get your finger on there and feel around to see if this is the only one, the only QR code that's on there, or is this one over another one? And you've got to protect yourself. Let me tell you quickly, though, one thing in regards to cyber that I haven't seen in the news, and we should be. Russia has already started a cyber attack against the Ukraine. Now, whether they will go in there with military, who knows? But they have taken down a number of websites from the government, and even are putting up notices, "Be afraid, we're coming." So cyber warfare isn't the future, it's the present.
Now, right. And that pertains to our number six story on the list from talkers this week. Our relationship with Russia seems to be predicated now on what's going on there. Can you imagine just this little guy having the chutzpah and the ability to do what he wants to do, basically? That's what he wants to do, it, and so therefore we're going to do it. Good God.
Yeah. Flabbergasting.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, the college professor from Bentley that specializes in law and teaching on all sorts of things. All right, Steve, have a good weekend. Stephen J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet, with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover. For just $3.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour. From townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The armed gunman who took members of a synagogue near Fort Worth, Texas, hostage on Saturday has been identified as a 44-year-old British national.
Malik Faisal Akram was killed after the four hostages at Congregation Beth Israel got out okay. The situation unfolded over 10 hours. President Biden on Sunday said the U.S. won't tolerate this.
This was an act of terror.
The FBI says it seems this was a lone act on a live stream of the synagogue service. Akram could be heard demanding Afia Siddiqui's release from a Texas prison. She was convicted of trying to kill army officers. Biden says Akram may have just gotten to the U.S. recently and bought the gun off the street.
Whether he purchased from an individual in a homeless shelter or a homeless community, or whether because that's what he said he was.
I'm Julie Walker.
A dangerous winter storm combining high winds and ice sweeping through parts of the U.S. southeast on Sunday, knocking out power, felling trees and fences, and coated roads with treacherous frigid glaze. More than 260,000 customers without power in states like Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida. North Carolina State Transportation Secretary Eric Boyette says that while COVID has affected staffing levels, they are getting roads and cleared and opened as soon as possible.
We have more than 1,600 NCDOT employees and contractor resources are out working around the clock to clear our roads across the state. We are utilizing over 1,700 trucks and graders. We are also ready with chainsaws and heavy equipment to cut and shove any downed trees.
And there was a report of a tornado ripping through a trailer park in Florida. New Zealand's military was able to send a surveillance flight to Tonga to assess the extent of the damage from a huge understory volcanic eruption on Saturday that sent tsunami waves swirling buildings and forcing people to rush to higher ground. More at townhall.com.
Tagoka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
You can expect more potentially troubling variants of COVID-19 in Omicron's wake.
Ewan Harrison, a researcher at the Wellcome Sanger Institute and University of Cambridge in England, says there's no telling what the next COVID-19 variants will look like, and no guarantee the sequels of Omicron will cause milder illness.
There's a potential that something could come that could be even more dangerous than this.
There's also no guarantee existing vaccines will work against them. But Harrison says the speed with which they were developed does give him some optimism.
We've developed systems now that can be adapted for our future pandemic preparedness. And in the meantime, we can put them to good use in dealing with, you know, drug-resistant pathogens and typhoid and TB and flu.
And health experts are pushing more people to get vaccinated while today's shots are still effective. I'm Ben Thomas.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal labor board says Amazon workers in a facility in Bessemer, Alabama, will vote by mail next month in a rerun election to decide whether or not to unionize.
The National Labor Relations Board says the ballots will be mailed out February 4th and must be returned before the counting starts on March 28th. The move comes roughly a month and a half after the board ordered a new union election for Amazon workers. That order was based on objections by the retail, wholesale, and department store union to the first vote that took place in April.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A federal judge ordered farmer bro Martin Shkreli to return $64.6 million in profits reaped from inflating the price of a life-saving drug and barring him from the pharmaceutical industry for the rest of his life. You can always check out more on these stories just by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Our time is 7 after the hour. This is the weekly DJV show overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio using the charts generated by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com You can go to djvshow.com to see the list of the top 10 stories and the people that are associated. There's a list of 10 people that are on that. And I try to, as you know, ladies, sort of mix this up every week, come up with different ways of approaching the stories, taking one story and then pulling it apart or going through the list, et cetera, et cetera. The number one story this week, no surprise, the connection of COVID to the variant, vaccines, mask mandates, et cetera. So I thought we would start with an overview of what the Supreme Court did this week with a Biden vaccine mandate that they said no to. Anybody surprised by that?
No.
I don't think so. I think that people kind of knew this was, you know, that it was interesting that they left it in place for the healthcare workers, but not for regular employees.
Large employers.
Well, and I think it's also about private public business, too, and what you have the right to do. I mean, if it is in your contract to submit to a vaccine or testing, then that's one thing. That's the company's job to do that, or that might be state mandates over healthcare workers. But it's a really slippery slope when it comes to enforcement for just any private business, anybody who has over 100 employees coming in for the government to tell you what kind of health requirements you have.
Yeah, what's the arbitrary? Why 100? Why, if it's an employer, what's the story? With everybody.
Yeah, and I think that it wasn't a surprise that they struck this down. It was a stretch to try to say that there was precedence in this. There was a story back during the Spanish flu where they were charging someone for testing, and it was a stretch to say the least to try to correlate what's happening now. And the enforcement agency became kind of the pivotal piece. OSHA is given congressional power to monitor safety and work conditions, essentially, in companies across the country. But they don't necessarily have the power to monitor people's health, their health status, their vaccination status. And so the Supreme Court, I think, did what most people expected, and that's blocking that vaccine or test requirement for large employers. So we'll see what happens with the healthcare facilities. I know that that's something that's going to continue to get tested, but we'll see if they pick that up again.
So I'm confused. Mask mandate, no. Vaccine mandate, yes. They had two different rulings, right? Am I reading this correctly?
There were two different rulings. So the first one is that the OSHA rule went into effect on Monday. So, you know, everybody who works for a company over 100 people probably got an email that they had to show vaccine status or get the test. What the court did is reinstate the stay against that. So the mandate is now dead unless there's some other big stunning revelation. The second ruling, the court said that the Biden administration has the authority given by Congress to issue vaccine mandates for healthcare workers at facilities. Didn't have anything.
Federal employees. Is that what that?
Right. So it has the authority to issue vaccine mandates to healthcare workers at facilities that receive funding from Medicare
government
or Medicaid. Right. So they'd have government money coming.
So that makes them the equivalent of a government contractor.
Correct.
If, yes. You know,
which is
like
what
a
the
tech
government
company or.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how they
or
do
anybody
it.
Anybody who does work for the government.
Use that as leverage. Yeah.
I think the mandate still is in place in New York City because Eric Adams, the new mayor, came in and said he was keeping de Blasio's in place. I don't know of anyone who's been able to challenge that to get a judge to stop it yet. So,
well, again, local, and this is all the nuance of the law. Locally, it is very difficult to challenge mandates. It's the federal broad sweeping, we know better than anybody else mandate that's being struck
nanny
down.
Government.
So it's been much more challenging. I've seen it in California where even though it feels like it should be struck down, the judges are able to say, sorry, it's the municipalities. This is up to the local government to make these decisions. So New York has something. California has some different rules that they're moving in. And I think Michigan also is rolling out something like a vaccine mandate for employees.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the charts. From Talkers, this is the week of January 10th to the 14th that we are focused on. I thought the most interesting thing was all the hoopla about Neil Gorsuch not wearing a mask. Everybody else was wearing a mask, but there were a lot of people, especially on the liberal side of things, look at that Gorsuch. He's a conservative. He's a libertarian. He doesn't do what everybody else does. I don't know what to read into that. I think that people should wear masks in public and in groups. But I thought it was interesting.
Well, with Omicron, they're not working. So contagious. You know, it's just, if you're not wearing a mask and you're around other people, there's a new study that came out this week that social distancing has literally zero effect when it comes to keeping you from getting Omicron. So there's whatever. He's an old guy. If he doesn't want to wear a mask, he's taking his own health into his own hands. It's fine. You know, good for him. If that's what he wants to do. It's just, at this point, you're just stupid if you're not wearing a mask around other people.
I think, I don't know if he was doing it to make a point. I mean, we don't know what his situation is.
No,
there may be
somebody
else going on. I mean, I find it incredibly difficult. I mean, I couldn't sit and do a radio show with a mask on my face.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Well, but I don't think anybody would be
really
able to
understand us if we did.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not, because he's trying to communicate back and forth with people. I don't know. He's boosted. He's vaxxed. What else are you going to do? I mean, how many times are we going to keep moving the goalposts? Now we're saying that the cloth masks aren't even working. So
it's
really,
you know what it is? It's an image, Jennifer. That's all. It's an image. There is influence from these people. And perhaps if they thought about it a bit, it's just, you know, I understand the guy's got his own personal thing. And these judges don't always agree with each other on anything. However, most of the time when you look at this, is more of a club than even the Senate is. And you have to look back no further than the relationship between, Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Look, they didn't agree on anything, but yet they were closest of friends. And part of that is showing respect, I think, for other members of the court, isn't it? Maybe that's, I don't know, maybe I'm misinterpreting it.
Well, you're in
maybe
a very unique club.
My God. Yes, right. Okay, number two on our list this week of stories from Talkers Magazine is the economy, inflation, the supply chain. I don't know that there's all kinds of continuing focus on what people are being paid, why there is a labor shortage to begin with, and then it's the real issue here is the supply chain when it comes to being able to find things in the grocery store, in the hardware store.
Also that there's a ton of money that was being inserted into the economy, and probably the biggest bullet that Biden will dodge as president is that Joe Manchin stood up against his Build Back Better plan. If you would have taken $5 trillion and put it into this economy, we'd be in a whole world of hurt, because inflation, and it was revealed this week, that it's at its highest since 1982, and that's a pretty big number. It's a pretty big jump from where we were last year at this time, and the consumer price index is up in all industries by a lot.
Yeah.
Food, cars, furniture, pretty much anything.
20%. Used cars are 20% more expensive right now than they were last year at the same time. And it doesn't make any difference what the brand is. It's all gone up, up, up. And because there are so many cars that were made in 2021, and trucks as well, that are sitting on lots in places around the country because they don't have chips to finish off the build. When they get the chips, and nobody seems to be able to tell. Didn't we have some chip maker that was going to locate in America, but it's going to take them 3 years to build a plant? In the meantime,
Where are all the chips? Well, they're probably being hoarded by China. So, I mean, we are making chips here. There are still components that we need. Those alloys that are just not mined anywhere else except China, that's a big problem.
Yeah. All right, jumping around a little bit here, the Prince Andrew thing surfacing at the end of the week. The Queen has stripped him of his military titles and other patronage connections. This guy is stupid. I mean, you use the word, I don't like the word, using it advisedly, he's just a dummy. He's dull. He doesn't get it. He apparently thinks with what's in his pants instead of what's in his head, because he's up to his Mickey.
I'd like to say he's a dummy, but he's entitled. You know, he thought he could get away with it.
Yeah,
I don't know if he's a dummy
100%,
or not.
100%, Jen. 100%.
He thought he could get away with everything. And so a part of probably his personality flaws and defects is that he probably thought, well, I got to keep pushing the envelope. You know, this is what people do. This is why rock stars get bad reputations. This is why people in high positions of power do, because they get a thrill out of seeing how far they can push the envelope. And He pushed it, and good for the Queen. Good for her. Finally, somebody
standing. Well,
look at how much he did get
scenes.
Away with for so long.
Yes, yeah, that's the point. It's like he just, you know, kept pushed the envelope. At some point, you're running out of room. And so I'm glad that he got all this stripped. He's going to have to face a civil trial, and he should. He's actually lucking out because he should be facing criminal charges, and he's skating on those.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you wonder
Boom,
sometimes.
Mic drop for Jen. Love it.
What happened?
I said, boom, mic drop.
He's like, is there a technical problem?
Well, Dad's been asking me, tell us how you really feel. Well, there you go. Say it to Jen. Tell us how you really feel. I agree.
Yay!
Nailed it.
Well, we want to know how everybody feels about this stuff. It's important. And this guy is a no-good SOB, entitled, all kinds of things. I still don't think he's
very
smart.
And he has been for years. That's the thing, is that he's been this way for years.
The dumbest thing he did was divorce Fergie. She was the best thing that ever he had in his life. She was a fabulous
I don't think she wanted to be married to him anymore. Well, he was Randy Andy cheating on her constantly.
Yeah.
But then they live together. I'm pretty sure they live together in the same mansion, right? It's like one of the
daughters
royal properties, and she lives there, and so she's been defending him. But she also might just have to defend him because he's paying her rent, so I don't know. She might not be
now she might have to pay his rent.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, at any rate, it's just bizarre. How these people, and we build up around them this the royalty, the royal family. Remember the last movie, the last Downton Abbey movie, was all about the king and queen visiting Downton Abbey. And it was a whole 2 hours of pomp and circumstance. It was kind of fun to watch. I've been an Anglophile most of my adult life and watching closely what goes on in England with the royal family. I understand why they're so fascinated with it, because it's so unique. It makes England so unique. And yet the people that are lucky enough to be members of the royal family abuse too often the privilege of being, look at Charles and how he treated his wife Diana. I mean, who would have gotten away with that the way he did it as blatantly as he did? I'm surprised
entitlement.
He's still even
totally entitled.
To him. Yeah. 18 after the hour. Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidran targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidran just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calidran work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
For a healthy new year, the American Medical Association offers these resolutions. Be more physically active. Manage stress. Quit tobacco and nicotine use. Consume alcohol only in moderation. Reduce your intake of processed foods and sugary drinks. Take any opioids or antibiotics exactly as prescribed. Be up to date on all your vaccines. Learn your risk for type 2 diabetes at doihaveprediabetes.org. And understand your blood pressure numbers at managerbp.org.
While getting vaccinated is the best way to prevent COVID-19, you should also know about potential treatment options available to you, especially if you're at high risk for developing serious illness or complications. The American Lung Association has partnered with Regeneron and GlaxoSmithKline to raise awareness about monoclonal antibody treatment, which can reduce your risk of getting sicker if you recently tested positive for COVID-19. Don't risk your health by delaying treatment. Learn more at lung.org. That's lung.org.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
A favorite amongst a lot of what people were saying. Johnny Powell said Cowboys and Chiefs, with the Chiefs winning. Cindy Urasako says, I only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. And I feel like a lot of people might agree with that, or they only watch it for the halftime show.
Yeah.
Jeff Schmidt says, hoping the Titans won't choke, but feels like it's probably going to be a Chiefs-Green Bay situation. Billy Roeder, Bills and Casey with the Bills winning, and John Walczak, Bills and Packers.
How long has it been since these two teams have either played against each other in the Super Bowl, or either
Kansas
of them
City
have
been? Kansas
City
has been there very consistently. Kansas City's been really good. Patrick Mahomes is awesome. It's been a while for Green Bay. The Rams were just there not so long ago. So, and the Bucs, of course, last year, they're still part of the picture. So I don't know. It'll be, there's some new ones in there. The Titans involved in the playoffs.
Titans kind of came out of left field this year.
Yeah, that's huge. And the Cowboys are doing pretty well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. My teams root for the Rams just because they're in Los Angeles. But you know me, I love my Brady and the Bucks, and I love Green Bay Packers, so let's go. Let's do it.
Have you got a side bet? Do you have a little office pool anywhere?
No, not yet. Usually on the Super Bowl, we do like squares at the office, you know, where everybody buys squares for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody in that office is pretty square to begin with, so that's it. Yeah, I get it. What are some of the top priorities?
It's like the squarest square ever.
I know.
Thank you. Your father and I have lots in common. Anyway, some of the top priorities that you want the government to focus on as people continue to complain about how much money is being spent and the January 6th investigation and voter legislation and all that stuff and crime. So what became the priority, at least as far as some of our listeners are concerned, Jay?
Sarah Large comments that stop the petty partisan bickering. I think that's something a lot of us might agree with.
Yep.
M. York wants there to be a focus on sticking to the truth and the actual facts.
Good luck.
Lynn
no one can even agree on that.
What are the facts?
What is the truth? Yeah, one truth may be somebody else's truth.
people argue that the Earth isn't round. Where do we go from there? I mean, if that's like the most basic thing, we can't even agree on that. It's just insane.
Lynn Smith had quite a list, and a lot of these really matter. Healthcare, Social Security, helping young children from low-income families, job skills and jobs in general, fighting against crime, keeping young kids away from crime so that they don't go down that path, keeping young kids away from unnecessary injuries and death from firearms. John Wolzek says, considering I just paid $1,700 for one prescription yesterday, drug pricing and health care.
Good God. All right. Quickly, because there's so many celebrity deaths this week, who is the most significant death in your life? Got a couple of quickies on that, Jay.
Yeah, Susan Jules said Marilyn Monroe, JFK, Lori Ann said Princess Diana. There was a lot of Prince and Robin Williams. Those were the ones mentioned the most.
John Lennon.
The
big one. Yeah, yeah. All right. That's the overview. Thanks for your input. Help yourself to our DJ social media, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calitrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all-over toning, too.
So does Calitrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world, family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Into action. To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day, visit AmeriCorps.gov/MLK Day.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back we are with another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a feature of the DJV program every week at this time. We add that to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, and voila, you have two different perspectives on the big stories that are being followed by most of the news talk-oriented stations, hosts, and programs. So, just for the information of the listeners, the people list this week includes at number 10 Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector, both passing away. A huge number of celebrities have died since the beginning of the year. Number 9, Boris Johnson, as another moron. Number 8, Prince Andrew. I guess this could be the morons list. Number 7 is Schumer. Number 6 is McConnell. Number 5 is Hillary. I have to stop there. What have I missed this week with regard to Hillary?
Oh, you guys? Really? You don't know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, she's been much more vocal the last couple of weeks. She's been out talking to people, doing videos and stuff like that. She's been on social media more. But Doug, his name, Doug Schoen, I think is his name. He used to be a Fox News contributor. He's a Democrat. He is a former advisor to Bill Clinton. And he wrote a piece, I think, in the Wall Street Journal. Don't fact check me on that, but he wrote a big op-ed this week about how Hillary Clinton is the only hope for Democrats in 2024, saying that she's uniquely positioned, she's got the experience, and that she's the only one who can do it, because he said that Biden has been a disappointment. No one really believes he's going to run again because of declining health and, you know, getting older, and that Hillary Clinton, even though she's not a spring chicken, is still younger and presents a lot younger than Joe Biden.
Is Hillary 70 yet?
Yeah.
Oh, she's older than Trump, actually. What is she, 74, I think?
She's the same. She's 75, yeah.
Yeah.
Both she and Bill are the same age.
Oh. She doesn't look it. I never would have guessed that.
And that's why I think, it really 60. Does matter how you present. I mean, even...
Yeah, that's true.
Look, Donald Trump was not that much younger than Joe Biden, but he presents younger. Hillary presents younger. They do. So he was saying that Kamala Harris is not the answer, that she's unpopular, and that she's been a disappointment as the vice president. And so he basically said that Hillary is the person who Democrats need to look at, that it's not someone new like a Gavin Newsom. It's someone that they already have. And so that's why she was.
Who would seriously look at Gavin Newsom? Come on. Really?
Oh, are you kidding? That's who's next.
No, I'm not kidding.
That is who is next. Now that he survived the recall in California.
Oh, my God.
The conversations have already been in political circles, and this is serious.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that as well. I kind of also feel like we're going to see something from Cuomo.
Of some kind.
Joe Manchin. Get Joe Manchin.
And Joe Manchin.
I've always thought. Joe Manchin. No.
I would.
Like,
Okay. Clearly, you always vote for everyone who loses. So
that's me.
Clearly, I would not vote for Mayor Pete because he politically is just not aligned with where I am. But I've always said, like, of just with full disclosure and honesty, as a Republican, Mayor Pete's the one that actually scared. Like, if I were to be scared, but you know, like that is the most biggest
threat. Win. Yeah.
Yeah, because and I always thought it was really stupid that Joe Biden went with Kamala Harris because I think Mayor
Pete always wanted Mayor Pete
was a good choice. Yeah. He's a good speaker, although he does sound a little.
Awesome.
Amy Klobuchar did pull something. He does sound he's going to have to work on it. He sounds condescending when he debates people, like he knows it all. So he's got to work on not being condescending in the debate, but he's a strong person Democrats have on the bench, but Doug Schoen actually in this piece even went up and like tore Pete apart and said why he wouldn't be a good candidate and why Hillary would still be better. So I don't know.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Very much so. Okay, anyway, Kevin McCarthy's 4, Rand Paul is 3, Fauci is 2, and Biden's 1. I laugh about Fauci and Rand Paul. They're like a couple of kids in a sandbox in a 6th grade.
Oh, they're the worst.
My God.
I think we should get, I swear, we should call Vince McMahon. We should get some grudge matches going. I think it would be fun.
Yep.
I think we could, you know, it would maybe unite the country around just the craziness, and we could have Fauci and Rand Paul in a cage match. Right. And winner take all, basically.
I mean, Rand Paul's neighbor took him down. I don't know. I don't know that Rand Paul wants to, like, get into another caustic situation.
I don't think Fauci would be much of a...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they're
After we
little.
Saw him throw that baseball, I don't know that Fauci
Not
would
much.
Be much of a threat.
Yeah, they're little. Right, I think it would be even.
Number 3 on the list is January 6th. I see that prosecutors have charged some of the Oath Keepers, including the leader, with what they call seditious conspiracy. Okay, can we get a definition of that? Sedition.
It's the most serious charge.
Yeah, is it? This is what you want to see if you're calling it an insurrection. You need someone charged with insurrection or sedition. Mm-hmm. I do have some questions. So if the claim is true, then these guys should be thrown in jail because the claim is that they were using a social media platform that was, you know, a safe place for them to exchange information protected that or secure, whatever you would use to describe it. And they were going to bring guns and stuff and ammunition and uniforms and stuff into the Capitol. Now, I'll tell you like a friend, if that is true, those people should be in jail for a very long time.
Tell me.
But my question is, if they were going to bring in weapons and uniforms, why didn't they do it while it was happening? I don't understand the They picked him up because they were talking about what happened in Yugoslavia when, Milosevic lost and the people stormed the Capitol to protest because they thought it was a phony election. They thought that it was a con job, and it was. And so the charge is that these guys were talking about Yugoslavia. Now, that's not a crime if they're talking about Yugoslavia. What would be the crime is if they put together a whole effort to try to overthrow the government. Now, the other thing that they're saying is that they were trying to move guns and all this stuff into Washington, D.C., or that it was going to be coming. But the reason I feel like this is a little weird, and again, we have to see it all play out because all we know are the original charging documents, so we have to hear how the story plays out. But what seems weird is if January 6th was the so-called Insurrection Day, the day that they were all conspiring to overthrow the government, why wouldn't you have the weapons and the uniforms and the whatever else, the knives and stuff that they were bringing in? Why wouldn't you have that when they went into the Capitol? I don't understand how it would be helpful to move that stuff in.
It's exhausting.
After that.
Isn't it? You've been chasing all this stuff down.
So
number three. Number three is the focus on January 6th. What's going to happen and how, I think the filibuster plays into all of this too, doesn't it? No, that's number 4 probably, the voter legislation stuff. I see that Senator Sinema has sort of scuttled hopes for reform there. I don't know how you use the word reform. I didn't think what was being put forth sounded like it was much of a reform. It might have been a change, but reform usually indicates something to be better. And I didn't get that out of the discussion. Am I missing something? They just want to change it so it's 7.
It takes 60 votes to break a filibuster to move legislation to the next level. And right now, because it is a very divided Senate, and in fact, Democrats, which is laughable, just used the filibuster yesterday on Ted Cruz, who had a bill that wanted to put sanctions on the Russia pipeline, which sounds pretty good to me. They didn't want it, so they used the filibuster to throw that away. The Democrats used the filibuster against Trump 300 times when he was in office. And that's why Trump was going nuts at Mitch McConnell saying, break the filibuster, get rid of it, because he was getting stopped by Democrats with everything. Now, I didn't like the fact that President Trump was getting stopped because I liked his proposed legislation, but I supported Mitch McConnell protecting the filibuster because it means whoever is in the White House, that the minority still has rights. The minority party in this country still has rights. And that's why I think it's really important that Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are standing up and protecting the filibuster now when Democrats are trying to do the same thing that Trump was trying to do. We need the filibuster so that there is not a one-party system in this country.
Imagine that only two people stand basically between...
Well,
the system
and that's the thing. It's
the
so hypocritical.
Screwing up the system.
How long was it? How long? Just history lesson. How long was it? Was it in place before it got changed?
What do you mean?
Well, like they changed the filibuster rules, right? Was it? Wasn't it Harry Reid who changed
it? Harry Reid did it in 2009.
Yeah. And so before 2009, what was in place? Because now
it's been a long time. I think since like 1900 or something.
Okay.
Or the late 1800s. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's so dang hypocritical to listen to Chuck Schumer and all of these other Democrats out there saying we need to blow up the filibuster when literally 2 years ago, when Trump was in office, we have to protect the integrity of the Senate and we have to protect the filibuster. It's like,
what do you expect those gas bags to say? Come on.
But if there's a chance.
But Jen's totally right. If this was on the other side and Republicans had the majority and wanted to blow up the filibuster
too. Oh, they'd be going nuts.
It would be the same thing. I mean, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing.
And right, I got to tell you, like I said, they tried it. And Mitch McConnell, to his credit, and I don't say much nice about Mitch McConnell, said, no, we have to protect the filibuster. And he was right over Trump, definitely.
Lindsey Graham didn't say anything nice about Mitch McConnell this week either. He says, I'm not voting for you unless you kiss Trump.
Well,
Ms.
not
Lindsey.
Kiss Trump. Kiss America First principles.
Okay. Thousands of inmates are being released from jail this week. That's number 5 on the story list. Thousands of inmates from federal prisons are coming out in accordance with a law, actually, that came from the Trump era. This is part of the sweeping criminal justice overhaul, or is it Omicron or COVID or what? And I want to know who's being let out. I don't mind.
Well, it's not violent criminals, right?
Yeah, it's like white-collar stuff, but I think they're under house arrest, right? Like Michael Cohen famously got out because of COVID spreading around, and so he was at home on house arrest with an ankle monitor. So I think that's how they're – and he had to serve out the last 2 years of his sentence at home.
What about the crime stats? Looking at cities like L.A., Jennifer, where the crime stats – again, that's sort of as part of number 5 this week. A lot of cities are showing crime spiking, and L.A. is certainly a pretty good example of that. And so people say, well, all
burglary.
These people getting out of jail, that makes room for these bad guys to go
but
to
that's
jail.
That's the problem. They're not going to jail because you've got DAs like the one in New York City now and like George Gascon in Los Angeles and Chesa Bodine in San Francisco. You have to do something real bad to end up in jail. You're not going to – they're not even arresting people because they know they're not going to be charged with anything for stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. That's why you have flash mobs organizing, walking into whatever store they want, taking whatever they want, walking right out. And the police can't do anything about it because if they arrest them, they're going to be out the next day, which is what's happening.
Number 4, let me go back to that, the whole business about what's going on in the next election cycle. Apparently, the Republican National Committee says it's planning a rules change that would force presidential candidates seeking the nomination to sign a pledge saying what?
What kind of pledge?
Yeah.
I think they don't want anybody to participate. This kind of came to a head when Trump bailed on the last debate because he wanted to have it in person, but the pandemic was raging and then they decided that it was safer to just go virtual. So, and then apparently the RNC doesn't want anyone to participate in any of those debates without like a whole long list of requirements that they would like to see made. And I don't know if it's. I don't know.
Well, no, the candidates.
Some of the things I think are okay. Some of the things that they want, I think that
like
you know,
what?
I think moderate. Well, I think some they want moderate. I think they want to take a harder look at moderators. I agree with that. I think a lot of the moderators are terrible. So
I'd like to moderate a presidential debate.
Oh my
I think
gosh.
My name should be. What? What do you mean?
I can't even imagine that.
Why?
But yeah, no, the RNC just says they're pulling their candidates because the rules have been stacked. The commission has been politicized.
Stacked
that puts
them.
On the
of
debates.
Course it has.
Right.
Yeah. So. Right. It's like the League of Women Voters. It used to be pretty objective. Now it's a bunch of clowns that are trying to screw everything up. Okay, there it is, our overview of the stories and the people from the point of view of the folks starring in the DJV program here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the week of January 10th to the 14th. The official list starts at number 10 with all of the celebrity deaths. Number 9 is the scandal involving Prince Andrew. Number 8, what's going on winter weather-wise. Cold weekend in the Northeast again. Social media and free speech, number 7. And number 6, our relationship with Russia and China. Some of the same old, but some of it's new. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Police funding, number 5. The voter legislation filibuster, number 4. January 6th and the investigation going on still. Number 2 on the countdown list this week is what's going on in our economy. Are we going to have as much inflation as people say? That's a big subject of speculation with talk radio hosts. And number 1, as you can imagine, COVID again, the variant and the vaccines and the masks and mandates. Top of the list, on the list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms, but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
For those of you who have wondered about how to start the new year with a great night's rest, the most important thing is a pillow, a good pillow, a great pillow, and of course, that's where MyPillow comes in. They want to give back. All the folks at MyPillow have had a great year, and so now they're offering great discounts on all of the MyPillow products, most notably the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's it. It's a fabulous way. All different colors. Soft, wonderful, the Giza cotton that's used. This is a fabulous way, along with those pillows, to get a great night's rest. All of MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So check it out, MyPillow.com. Go to the product catalog, see what's there. Use the DJV code on the Radio Listener Specials page. And remember, the BOGO deal. Buy one, get one free. That's the offer on the books right now for the Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen here with a list of people that have made it into the top 10 according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, all the news talk radio stations around the country, the hosts, management, etc. At number 10, the passing of these celebrities, Bob Saget, Ronnie Spector, on that list. Boris Johnson is at number 9. Prince Andrew at number 8. Just shows you how close we are to our friends in England because they make such... There's almost always every week something from England in our top 10 list. Chuck Schumer is number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Hillary Clinton, will she or won't she, number 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Rand Paul is 3. Dr. Fauci is 2, Joe Biden is 1, and Trump gets an honorable mention, or maybe not honorable, but he gets a mention, honorable or not honorable, that's the story. So those are the things on the list. Thank you very much for being a close attendee here when it comes to our Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I need to be able to work from anywhere, so I need to have supplies, well, everywhere.
It's possible at Staples.
I need the same setup for my home as I have at the office, without twice the cost.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools your business needs to get work done. Now get 40% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 1/15, limit 2 in-store only. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour. Time every week for Victoria Keelan to go through a list of the top 5 technology stories of the week. We touch on all kinds of things in a countdown fashion as we get to the weekend. So here are the top 5 that Victoria's researched, starting with an Uber reality check. I guess that's a good way of looking at it, right?
Yeah, if you're trying to hail an Uber using your Apple Watch and you're wondering why it doesn't work, the reason is Uber is no longer supporting.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Uber pulled the plug and they're no longer supporting the Apple Watch app. Apparently not enough people were using it, which I can understand because a lot of people don't love the fact that if you're, like, let's say you land at a noisy airport and you're trying to, you know, use your app on your watch, and if you talk to someone, it's not like the easiest thing to talk on the phone with it. So it's I guess they just found that not enough people were using it, so it's they've removed it. It's weird. They've left the actual app on the Apple Watch. It just doesn't do anything, and it gives you an emoji with like a sad face. I don't know why they haven't just wiped it from the interface, but eventually that's probably what will happen. But obviously the Uber app is still available on your iPhone or the larger version of the iPad.
All right, number 4, a model was stalked in New York after somebody slipped an AirTag into her coat.
This seems to have popped up especially right before the holiday shopping season in 2021. And so a Sports Illustrated model, her name is Brooks Nader, she was stalked by a stranger who slipped an Apple AirTag tracker into her coat pocket in New York City and followed her around for 5 hours. And she said she only realized it when her iPhone gave her an alert that an unknown accessory was moving with her. And so this is something that, you know, these are cheap AirTags. They're $30. Car thieves are using them to steal cars. Stalkers are dropping them into women's handbags as they pass them on the street. This is one of these things right now that it's like the crime du jour. So ladies especially, make sure that you, if you get back into your car or if you're walking around and you get an alert on your phone, it's important to go right to a police station and don't go home whatever you do. And if you have an AirTag stuck to your car, if you can't find it, drive to a police station. Do not drive home because someone will be following you. And it's a horrible, scary thing, and this is what technology's done. Yep.
Number 3, the latest phishing scam
More tech.
Yeah.
Well, we are in the tech report, so it's appropriate. So police in several cities across the U.S. are warning residents that the newest scam to look out for is paying through an app at a parking meter. So if you're using a QR code that's stuck to a parking meter, they are warning you that those are fraudulent sites that capture your payment details and will basically steal your money. So police have said that they're discovering this is happening in cities across the country, that people are, you know, they're unsure how to pay the meter because no one has change anymore, and a lot of them don't accept change. So you have to use a parking app, and there's a QR sticker that's stuck right on the meter itself, so people think it's legitimate. They're scanning it with their phone. It's taking them to a site. They're entering their payment information, and all of their info is being stolen. So you have to make sure that these are legitimate sites. Always make sure if you're going to be parking in public that, you know, you look around and see where the signs are that tell you what the official app that city might be using, and don't just trust a sticker on the meter.
All right, number two here, the fact or fiction from the IRS.
Man, this was not like the biggest tech story, but it was the biggest social media tech story of the week by far. Everyone's freaking out about Venmo and PayPal and Zelle and Cash App and the IRS. And so this stuff went all over social media. It's total misinformation. And so what happens is, if you are out to dinner with your friends, and this is how often people use Venmo or Zelle, if you're out to dinner with your friends and, you know, you're dividing up the bill, or you send your roommate money for your half of the rent and utilities, you're not going to be taxed on that. Neither will your roommate. None of this stuff is taxable. If you are running a side business, though, and you have a transaction of receiving goods and services totaling more than $600, then you will now get a 1099 from whatever Cash App you're using. Now, that has been the law for decades. This is nothing new. This is not a new law. This is a new way of reporting the law. So just make sure that you calm down. And if it's over $600 for a business expense, you should already be paying taxes on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, number one this week, the FAA.
Yep, Verizon and AT&T are bringing their 5G expansion live on January 19th, and the FAA has chosen 50 airports that will have buffer zones to help prevent flight disruption. So it's not going to prevent 5G, it just delays it.
Should prevent it. 5G is not necessary and dangerous. That's Doug Steffen's read on it. Victoria Keelan and Doug, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses. Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. More executive action coming from the White House.
President Biden is reportedly planning to push his police reform agenda via executive orders early as this month. The executive actions are still being finalized but are expected to be rolled out at the start of Black History Month in February, as the administration tries to achieve policy goals leading up to the President's State of the Union address in March. The House passed a sweeping police reform measure earlier this year in response to the death of George Floyd, but months of negotiations among a bipartisan group of senators failed to produce a bill. Patrick Frost reporting.
A dangerous winter storm combining high winds and ice blasting through parts of the southeast. Storm knocked out power Sunday to tens of thousands of customers and coated roads with treacherous ice. Highway patrols reported hundreds of vehicle accidents, significant icing problems, in North Carolina. And while Virginia State Police said traffic there stood still for hours on Interstate 81 in Roanoke County just because of an accident. The storm system could cause hazardous driving conditions across the eastern U.S. Monday as it turns toward the mid-Atlantic states and New England. The U.S. is going to prevent Mexican fishing vessels from entering U.S. ports on the Gulf of Mexico.
The argument is the Mexican government has not done enough to prevent its boats from illegally fishing in U.S. waters. Starting February 7th, Mexican boats are prohibited from entering U.S. ports, will be denied port access and services, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration wrote in a report. The move caps a problem with U.S. efforts to protect red snapper stocks along its Gulf shores. Mexican boats frequently use prohibited nets or long lines to haul in snapper in U.S. waters. John Scott reporting.
South Korea's military says North Korea fired two suspected ballistic missiles into the sea. It's the fourth weapons launch this month. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
The tsunami threat around the Pacific from a huge undersea volcanic eruption receded Sunday, but the massive ash cloud covering the tiny island of Tonga prevented surveillance flights from New Zealand to assess the extent of the damage. At a news conference, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says aiding Tonga with water and basic needs is their top priority.
A clear indication that has come from Tonga is the need for water. The ash cloud has, as you can imagine, caused contamination. That's on top of already a challenging environment in terms of water supply, and so that's what the Defence Force are very focused on.
The eruption cut the internet to Tonga, leaving friends and family members around the world anxiously trying to get in touch with everyone to figure out if there were any injuries. Even government websites and other official sources remained without updates late Sunday afternoon. News and analysis at townhall.com. California has pot problems.
As the state enters its fifth year of legal marijuana sales, some say the practice of working in the legal and illegal markets is all too commonplace in the struggling pot economy. Legal businesses complain heavy taxes and regulation paired with thriving illegal sales make it impossible for licensed shops to turn a profit. To survive, a number of license holders are secretly operating in the underground, working both sides of the marketplace. Leading companies warning Governor Gavin Newsom the legal market could collapse. Jason Walker reporting.
Disgraced California attorney Michael Avenatti filing a claim against the Federal Bureau of Prisons for mistreatment, alleging he's allowed only to read former President Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, while he's in custody. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, we begin this time with the second half of an episode of The Adventures of Archie Andrews. Then we depart the comedies for some scary stuff, as we offer up an entry from The Sealed Book. Alright, at the end of our last show, we were enjoying the new television set, an episode with Bob Hastings as teenager Archie, joined by Cliff Hall and Alice Yorman as his parents, with Harlan Stone as Jughead, Rosemary Rice as Betty, and Gloria Mann as Veronica. Hear now the rest of that May 21st, 1949 program.
3 miles wide at the widest places is the sacred river of India. It is the sacred duty of Hindus.
Was that the door again?
To wash
in
the water.
I heard it. Gee, what's that? You better shut off the set again so we can tell.
Archie,
well, it may be something important.
Oh, me, all right, Archie. I'll turn it off again.
I sure wish people wouldn't keep ringing that doorbell when we're watching television.
Hello, Archie.
Well, gee, hiya, Betty. Come on in.
Well, thanks, Archie. Mother sent me over to return this salad bowl she borrowed from your mother.
Oh, okay, Betty. I'll give it to her. But, Betty, guess what we got?
What?
A television set.
A television set? Archie, you're kidding.
No, I'm not. Come on in and see. It's Betty, Dad.
Oh, hello, Betty.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, Betty.
Hi, Jug. What are you doing here?
Watching television.
Golly, you do have a new set, don't you, Archie?
Pull up a chair, Betty.
Well, all right, Archie, but I have to be home for supper soon.
Have supper here. I am.
Oh, fine. Jughead, who asked you to...
Golly, may I have supper here?
Well, gee, I guess so, Betty. We're just having some sandwiches right here so we can watch the television at the same time.
Oh, great. Archie, will you please be quiet? I want to turn the set on.
Okay, Dad, okay, but I better tell Mom to make enough for Betty, too.
Gee. All right, now, do you kids mind if I turn the set on?
Well, go ahead, Dad.
All right, now, turn the lights out.
Okay, Dad.
Now, I'll turn the set on. I want to see the Ganges River.
Towering peaks of the Himalayas. Greatest mountain range in the world.
Oh, great. We missed the part about the river.
The Himalayas extend approximately 2,000 miles along northern India.
Well, Betty, how do you like it?
From 100
Golly, Archie, that's awful.
Yeah, awful.
Awful? What's awful about it?
Well, the glare is so strong.
Glare?
Uh-huh. Hey, you're supposed to wear sunglasses when you watch television.
Sunglasses?
Uh-huh. Then you can see the picture much better, and it's better for your eyes, too.
Yeah, they wear sunglasses at Pinky Phil's house. Gee whiz, Dad, turn the set off, and I'll run upstairs and get our sunglasses.
Archie, I can see this picture perfectly well without glasses.
But just try glasses, Mr. Andrews, and you'll see what a difference it makes.
Yes, but Betty, I...
Yes, much better.
Jug,
you don't want our eyes to go bad, do you?
All right, Archie, I'll turn the set off again.
I'll turn the lights on.
Well, go ahead. Get sunglasses. But frankly, I could watch this program a lot better if you kids wouldn't give me so many bright suggestions on how to watch it.
I think our sunglasses are right down here in this drawer. Yeah, here they are. Here are yours, Dad.
Thank you.
And you can wear my mother's, Betty.
Oh, thanks, Archie.
And I'll put mine on. What about me?
You can wear my glasses.
Oh, golly, Mr. Andrews, what'll you wear?
Betty, I did not want any sunglasses in the first place. The picture was absolutely fine the way it was, but I want to see it. You kids will only sit still and not keep making many bright suggestions.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Andrews.
All right, now, turn the lights out, Archie.
Okay, Dad.
Now, I'll turn the set on. You know, those pictures of the Himalaya Mountains are interesting.
Is the Bengal tiger... The largest type of tiger found anywhere.
Oh, great. We missed the part about the mountains.
Gee, that's the first green tiger I ever saw. Jughead, that's because you're wearing colored glasses. And be quiet.
The Bengal tiger generally hunts its food near waterholes and small ponds, waiting for deer, antelope, wild hogs, and buffalo.
Oh, I can see much better now, can't you, Archie?
Yeah.
Oh, fine.
It cuts out all the glare. You ought to try them, Mr. Andrews.
Here, try mine, Dad.
Archie,
I can't see a thing.
Oh, great. If you kids like the sunglasses, wear them. If you don't like them, don't wear them. But I want to watch this travelogue. Do you hear?
Okay, Dad, okay.
Tigers have been known to kill 32,000 cattle in India in a single year. Here you see the native...
Gee whiz.
Now what?
Trap
the door again.
What? I didn't hear it.
Oh, I did, Mr. Andrews.
I did, too. Turn the set off, Dad. You'll see.
Oh, me. All right, Archie. I'll turn it off. But so help me, if that bell doesn't stop ringing, I'm going to disconnect it and nail the door shut.
Be able to shoot.
There. It's off. And...
see, Dad, it is the bell.
Oh, me. Well, go answer it, Archie, and hurry up.
Okay, Dad, I'll turn the light on. I sure wish we could watch that travelogue for just 1 minute. Boy.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, fine.
What on earth are you doing wearing sunglasses in the house?
Oh, these? Well, I'm wearing them to watch television, Veronica.
Television?
Uh-huh.
My goodness, do you have a television set?
Yeah. Come on in and see it.
All right, I'd love to. Oh, hello, Miss Stranger.
Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Betty. Hello, Jughead.
Hi, Veronica.
My goodness, are you all watching television?
Uh-huh. And we're all having supper here, too. You want some, Veronica?
Oh, great. Jughead, would you please quit inviting...
Well, I'd love to. I don't have anything special to do anyway.
Oh, me. Order another sandwich, Archie. Now, Veronica, will you please pull up a chair and sit down? This set has been off and on 10 times in 10 minutes, and I'm getting...
My goodness, that's not a very large screen, is it?
No, Veronica, I guess it isn't.
The screen on our set's about twice that size.
Yes, Veronica.
We get a good large picture on our set.
Veronica,
I don't know how you can see anything on this set.
Veronica, all right. I can't see anything on this set when it's turned off. Will you please sit down?
All right, Mr. Ringus, I won't say another word.
All right. Now, I'll just turn this... Oh, fine.
Yes, Mom?
I have so many sandwiches and so many glasses of milk now. I need someone to help me carry this tray in.
Okay, Mom. Jughead, you go help Mom.
Me?
Yes, Jug, you. I've been hopping up and down, answer the door every 2 minutes, and I want to see some of this travelogue.
Gee whiz, okay. I'll go, but I don't know why.
Well, now, if you have that settled, may I turn on this set? I want to see them capture that tiger.
Oh, sure, Dad. I'll turn the lights out.
All right. Now, I'll turn the set on.
Known as the Island of Ceylon.
Oh, fine. We missed the tigers.
See, I guess this is about how they grow tea.
Ceylon is in the Indian Ocean, 60 miles southeast of Hindustan.
Here comes the food.
With an
Great.
Turn the lights on.
Oh, no, you don't, Jug. You can pass the sandwiches out with the lights off. It's not that
Ceylon
dark
Ceylon is
here.
Famous
well,
for
okay.
the world.
Wait till I set this tray down someplace.
What happened?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm all wet.
Gee whiz, I spilled a glass of milk.
Right down my back.
Oh, gee whiz.
I'm all wet.
Jughead spilled a glass of milk down Veronica's back.
Oh, Fred, turn the set off.
I am. Archie, turn the lights off.
I'm trying to, Dad. Oh, here it is. There.
Oh, dear. Veronica's dress is sopping wet.
I asked somebody to turn the lights on.
Jughead, never mind whether you ask somebody to turn the light on or not. And Veronica, please stop that crying. Veronica, please.
My dress is ruined.
Veronica,
Veronica, I'm going to go home in a wet dress and it's a brand new dress.
Veronica, look. I'll buy you a new dress.
You will?
Oh, fine. Yes, I will. And you can go upstairs with my wife, and she'll lend you one of her dresses to go home in.
Oh, all right, Miss Stranger. That'll be fine.
I hope my dresses fit you, Veronica.
Well, we have that settled. Now, for Pete's sake, let's watch this program and eat your sandwiches and have no more trouble.
Okay, Dad. Okay, I'll turn the light out.
And I'll turn the set on.
Notice the extremely the sandwiches, primitive
Jughead. Farming methods. Pass the sandwiches. I don't have them. You don't? Betty, do you have them?
No, I didn't even see them.
Will you kids please be quiet?
Well, gee, Dad, we're just looking for the sandwiches.
Where did you put them?
On your armchair.
All right, I can find it. On my armchair. Archie, turn the light on.
I am, Dad.
Fred, why on earth did you sit on a sandwich?
Mary,
I'm hungry.
Jughead,
and we're missing the whole program.
Archie,
those
never mind.
Those sandwiches are ruined.
Betty,
they didn't do your suit any good either.
Yeah, now, just a minute. Just 1 minute. This nonsense has gone far enough. Now, I have stood all I'm going to stand. You kids can watch television if you want to. But from now on, I want you all to be absolutely stock still. I don't want to hear a word out of any of you. Not a peep. You understand?
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
And I, by George, am going to spend the rest of the evening enjoying this television set, starting right here and now.
And so we conclude our telecasting for today.
What?
We'll be back on this same channel tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Good night.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I missed the only program they had on tonight.
Thank you.
The Andrews will be back in just a moment. But first, you know, folks, you're lucky you live in America, the land of opportunity. Because where else would you have the opportunity to make $75 grow into $100 in only 10 years? Yes, I'm referring to savings bonds. United States savings bonds. Invest in United States savings bonds now and often. And now, back to the Andrews. It's later that evening. Archie's friends have all gone home, and peace and quiet have returned to the household.
Fred, I'm terribly sorry we had all that trouble and you missed the only program we could see tonight.
Now, Mary, look, it doesn't matter. In a few days, they'll hook up our aerial and we'll be able to watch a lot of channels and see all the television we want. But right now, if you don't mind, I'd rather forget the entire episode. I don't want to hear any more about television tonight.
I don't blame you, dear. But Fred, you better hurry and get dressed.
Dressed? Dressed for what?
We promised the Hendersons we'd come over tonight.
The Hendersons? The Hendersons?
Mm-hmm.
We did? Oh, Mary, that's fine. Well, there's nothing more I'd enjoy right now than a good game of bridge.
Oh, Fred, I forgot to tell you. We're not going to play bridge.
We're not?
No. The Hendersons just got their set hooked up, and they invited us to watch television.
Oh, no.
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jantel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics Magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone, Mom and Dad Andrews were played by Alice Sherman and Cliff Hall, Veronica and Betty by Gloria Mann and Rosemary Rice. The television voice was John McGovern. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. This is Dick Dudley wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long!
That was the new television set, an episode of Archie Andrews from May 21st, 1949. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on When Radio Was, we switch over to the scary stuff, as we'll have an offering from the Mutual series, The Sealed Book. It begins right after this.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030.
If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today. When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you've ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Tomorrow, as it is written in the pages of the sealed book. Our story begins as Sheriff Ramsey brings his car to a stop in front of an old mansion in a desolate section of New England. A young man gets out of the car and speaks to the sheriff.
Thanks very much, Sheriff, for bringing me out here.
That's quite all right, young fella. Do you know Professor Clark? The man that lives in this old mansion?
Well, yes. I was Professor Clark's laboratory assistant back in college. Why?
Well, there's been some talk in town of running him and that man of his, that Barton fella, right out of the county.
But what has anybody got against the professor? Well, there isn't a milder man in the world.
Well, maybe so. But folks has got wind of what happened at the state penitentiary over in Hillvale last year.
Sure, if you're talking in riddles. What did happen?
The professor went over there when they hanged Richards, that hold-up killer. And the warden gave the professor the murderer's brain.
So what?
Folks think he's keeping that brain in a big glass jar and making it grow.
Oh, that's perfectly ridiculous.
Well, I'm not saying I ever believed it. But it'd be a good idea if the professor give folks a notion of what he's really doing in that laboratory of his with that Barton fellow to help him. Then maybe the talk would die down.
I understand. All right, Sheriff, I'll mention it to him.
Well, then I'll be getting on. Good night, young fella.
Good night.
A few moments after Dr. Richard Dale had knocked on the door of the ancient mansion, a frail, white-haired old man answered the door. An old man who could hardly speak at his joy as he gripped Richard Dale's hand. He led the way down a long hall to a great room where strange equipment took up almost every inch of space. Retorts and electric furnaces, generators, batteries, great glass vats. Dr. Dale stared around him in intense curiosity as Professor Clark helped him off with his hat and coat.
There. Now sit down, Dick. Sit down and let me get a look at you.
I got your letter, and it made me so curious I took the first train. You promised me a surprise. Is this it, this amazing laboratory?
No, my boy. We'll come to that in a moment, after you've met Barton, my assistant. Oh, Barton!
Yes, Professor?
Dr. Dale has arrived. I want you to meet him.
Why, of course. How do you do, Dr. Dale?
How do you do?
We've both of us been looking forward to your visit.
Yes, the professor's letter made me so curious I couldn't stay away.
Barton, is Alpha making some coffee?
Yes, he started it when we heard the car.
Alpha? Who's he?
Our general man of all work.
Yeah, truly amazing fellow. Yeah, here he comes now.
What in the world?
Shall Alpha serve coffee?
Good heavens. I said you'd be surprised, Dick.
He's not human. He's a machine, a robot.
Yes, my boy. An artificial man made from metal and synthetic brain tissue.
A machine man. But walking and then talking.
He's not very pretty, but then the professor was mostly interested in making sure he'd work.
Well, he must weigh a ton.
No, only about 300 pounds. You see, Alpha is mostly aluminum and other light alloys. Inside his aluminum plates are some new batteries I've devised, together with miles of fine silver wire and a dozen electric motors, to give you only the highlights.
Shall Alpha serve coffee now?
Yes, Alpha. Put it on this table here and pour a cup for Dr. Dale.
Alpha, do so.
I still can't make myself believe it.
Alpha poured coffee.
Go on, Dick. Take it.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you. Well, he looks clumsy, but he poured the coffee as well as a man could.
Yes, my boy. Alpha has capabilities you'd never suspect to look at him. We won't need you any more tonight, Alpha.
You can go back to your room now.
Alpha goes.
Be sure to switch off your batteries. They're going to need recharging tomorrow.
Alpha understand.
Well, that's the most incredible thing I ever saw.
You see, Dick, like any machine, he's completely inactive when his batteries have been switched off. But his brain continues to function. It's an artificial protoplasm that I spent 8 years creating. It's the only thing that makes him different from any other machine.
But it means that Alpha can think. Think like a man.
A machine that can walk and talk and think.
But Alpha isn't the only surprise I have for you, Dick.
He's not?
No, I have another one. Even more astonishing. But you'll have to wait until morning to learn what that is. Barton will show you to your room, Dick.
Of course, Professor. I'll see you in the morning, then.
Yes. We'll have a long talk tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Professor Clark.
Oh, Dr. Dale.
Yes, Barton?
Could we talk for a minute before I show you to your room?
Well, yes, of course.
It occurs to me that the professor forgot to tell you why he asked you here. It was his hope that you'd stay indefinitely and help us carry forward the work we've been doing here.
Stay indefinitely? Why? Oh, I have my own work.
Now, don't say no yet. Just think, Dr. Dale. Alpha is stronger and more rugged than a man. He needs no rest, no food. Yet he can do the work of three men. He can plow, reap, run machinery. Think how much drudgery a million like him could lift from mankind's shoulders.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
And already Alpha is technically old-fashioned. Professor Clark has blueprints for a new machine man, as superior to Alpha as an aeroplane is to a bicycle. We want you to help us build them.
Well, I'm certainly tempted to stay. Perhaps I could arrange it.
Good. Then I'll show you to your room now, if you wish.
Yes, I am sleepy.
If you'll just come this way. His mind in a whirl of amazement,
Dr. Dale retired and finally fell into an uneasy sleep. How long he had slept, he did not know, when abruptly he woke with a scream ringing in his ears. The cry came from downstairs. Dr. Dale leaped from his bed and raced down to the lower hall. In the lower hall, he found Barton hammering on the heavy door of the laboratory.
Professor Clark. Professor Clark, what's wrong?
Barton, what's happened?
Professor Clark, I heard him call for help. The door is locked.
We've got to break it down.
Yes, come, put your shoulder beside mine.
Right. Are you ready?
Ready.
Then shove. Oh, once again. All right, once more. Professor Clark, where are you?
Professor Clark, he's not here.
Yes, yes, he's here, lying on the floor beside the window. He's been murdered.
It was Alpha. It must have been. No one else could have done it.
Where is Alpha?
The window, it's open. He went out that way.
We've got to go after him.
I'm afraid it's hopeless. At night in these woods, we couldn't possibly find him.
No. No, you're right, of course.
It'll be morning soon. Then I think he'll come back. He knows that he can only go for a few more hours before his batteries must be recharged.
But, Barton, why did he kill the man who created him?
The professor has been thinking of destroying Alpha, because he's now technically out of date. Perhaps that's the reason Alpha killed him.
Poor Professor Clark. We'll have to notify the police.
That is only the sheriff. In any case, I think we should wait until morning and then report the professor's death as an accident.
An accident?
Yes. If the authorities learn the truth, our research may be stopped. And when Professor Clark has achieved so much, can we let it go for nothing?
Why, no. No, of course not.
Dr. Hale, we must carry on his work for him.
Yes, that's what he would want.
Then you will help me to continue it. You'll stay?
Yes. Yes, I'll stay.
Listening to The Sealed Book, and beware of tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Walk the streets of Dodge City with William Conrad as Marshal Matt Dillon in 20 masterpieces of Western storytelling. In Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Gunsmoke Flashback.
You make one move here and your time's up, and I'll take you, all three of you.
For a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can save 50% and get Gunsmoke Flashback for just $19.99. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FLASH33 now.
What are we going to do?
Go get them, that's all.
Get your copy of Gunsmoke Flashback for half price at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Remember, offer code FLASH33 to pay only $19.99. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work, bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
Unfairly imprisoned. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, an inmate told me that he was only imprisoned for missing some payments on his truck. Now, if this was actually the case, well then, that's really being unfairly imprisoned. As we talked more, however, he ended up admitting that he stole a big rig while high on crystal meth. Now, that's a little different than the first version of his story, but still, I will argue that he was unfairly imprisoned. Oh, he definitely should have been behind bars as a consequence of his actions, but the unfair imprisonment that I'm talking about is the one that occurred in his mind. You see, when any of us minimizes the harm that we've done or refuse to own the pain we've caused others, we imprison ourselves in our own denial. And the only key to being free is accepting complete responsibility for our actions, which is only something that we can do. For the key to your freedom, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now back to the second act of Beware of Tomorrow on When Radio Was.
Greatly upset by Professor Clark's tragic death, Dr. Dale returned to bed and at last fell again into an uneasy sleep, a sleep in which he was haunted by dreams of Alpha, the metal monster Professor Clark had created. When he awoke, the sun was shining and he could hear Barton moving about downstairs. He dressed and went down to find Barton getting breakfast ready.
Ah, good morning, Dr. Dale.
Good morning, Barton. Any sign of Alpha?
Not yet. I thought that while you ate, I might outline some of the problems facing us.
Yes, that's a good idea.
You see, though Alpha's brain is of synthetic protoplasm, it is not completely artificial.
I was wondering about that. Sheriff Ramsey mentioned that the professor had secured a human brain from...
From an executed killer, yes. The professor found that to give life to his artificial brain tissue, it was necessary to add a small amount of tissue from a real brain.
I see. The real tissue gave life to the rest, of course.
Yes, but in this instance, it may have tainted Alpha's brain with the murderous impulse of a killer.
That sounds perfectly plausible.
So our first problem will be to obtain untainted brain tissues to blend with the artificial tissues we will make according to the professor's formula.
Well, that should give us no trouble. I can get what we need through the research laboratories with which I'm connected.
Then that solves our worst problem. The rest will be matters of detail. Fortunately, there is enough equipment here to build a dozen or so robots.
Like Alpha, you mean?
No, indeed. The far more advanced type Professor Clark was perfecting. Oh, if you finished your breakfast, I have something to show you.
Yes, I'm through. I don't feel much like eating after last night.
Then come with me to the laboratory and I'll show you the second surprise that Professor Clark had in store for you. Now, what I'm going to show you is in this box.
Not another robot?
Yes. A second mechanical man the professor built a few months ago. This one, though, was a failure.
You mean it wouldn't work?
It worked too well.
I don't follow you.
It was too intelligent. Professor Clark called it Beta. And Beta's brain power was greater than that of any human scientist who ever lived. But Beta was insane. Good heavens. He represented, however, a tremendous technical advance. Look.
Oh, it looks exactly like a human being.
Yes. Professor Clark used me for a model when he built Beta.
It's an excellent likeness.
Touch the face, Doctor.
All right. It feels smooth and rubbery with a hard surface underneath.
The surface is a new plastic Professor Clark developed with which he could imitate exactly the appearance of human skin. Underneath is an aluminum body on which the plastic was baked.
I see.
Beta's hair, eyes, and teeth are all artificial too. But he walked and talked and acted so much like a human being that no man alive would have guessed his secret.
No, he would have fooled me completely. Did you say he was insane?
From the human viewpoint, yes. He considered himself superior to the human race. With his enormous brain power, he intended to make himself ruler of the world.
Oh, you're joking.
Not in the least. That was why Professor Clark destroyed him just in time. He had made plans to take over this laboratory and construct dozens of mechanical men like himself. And then, with their help, he was going to enslave all mankind.
But if that could happen once, it might happen again. I don't believe we should continue Professor Clark's work after all.
Oh, there's no danger now, Doctor. You see, Beta also had a brain which contained tissues taken from that of the condemned murderer. But we will select the brain tissues we use from the highest types that are available.
Well, in any case, we must proceed with the utmost caution.
Of course, Doctor. Listen.
Someone's come into the house.
It's Alpha. He's come back.
Alpha? We may need a weapon, but...
No, I can control him. Alpha! Alpha, come here.
Alpha, come.
Alpha, you killed Professor Clark. Why did you do it?
Professor said he would destroy Alpha.
And you killed him because of that?
Alpha not want to be destroyed.
But you're just a machine. What difference does it make to you?
Alpha is machine that lives. Alpha stronger than you. Alpha better than you.
Alpha, be quiet. We want to know where you've been. Did anyone see you?
Two men saw Alpha.
What do you mean?
Two men driving automobiles saw him.
And what did they do?
They tried hit Alpha with automobile.
And then what happened?
Alpha stopped automobile. Alpha killed one man.
Killed him?
Other man ran into woods. Alpha not find him. Alpha come back.
We can't keep this a secret. No matter what happens, we must notify the authorities at once.
Wait, let me think. We can't.
The bell. There's someone at the door.
I'll see who it is. You stay here.
But what about Alpha?
I'll switch off his batteries, and then he can't move. There. And now I'll see who's at the door.
Let's pause for a moment. We'll be back with more of The Sealed Book right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show, because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly, on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit, that's N-E-X-I-T, or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser, that's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. While there is much to be done to fulfill Dr. King's dream of a beloved community, AmeriCorps remains committed to showing that service can help unite Americans of different backgrounds and experiences while meeting the urgent needs in our communities. AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith has more.
The commemoration of the Martin Luther King Day of Service is a call to act on Dr. King's legacy of social justice and equity by coming together. Through service, we can break down the barriers that divide us, strengthen ties to one another and our community, while we meet the needs of our neighbors and our nation.
Even in times of great challenges, AmeriCorps has helped bring people together and bridge the deepest divides we face.
Dr. King said that everybody can be great because everybody can serve, and service to one another puts his words into action.
To learn more and find in-person and virtual volunteer opportunities on MLK Day, visit AmeriCorps.gov/MLK Day.
New year, new look. Nothing says fresh start like a clean-shaven face, a perfectly touched-up beard, or a handsome mustache. However you shave, there's nothing better than saving money all year long. And with cartridge refills as low as $2 each, a steady supply of high-quality razors from Harry's will help you spend less to look your best. So go to harrys.com now and use code FRESH22 to check out a starter set with razor, handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Your local Staples store can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 25% off custom printed labels, postcards, flyers, brochures, and more when you spend $60 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 129, in-store only. See staples.com/print for details.
And now let's get back to Philip Clark starring in this sealed book episode on When Radio Was.
And now to continue the story, beware of tomorrow, as it is written in the sealed book. Dr. Dale waited tensely as Barton went to answer the doorbell. He heard the door open and recognized the excited voice of Sheriff Ramsey speaking. Then a moment later, Barton came back into the laboratory, followed by the sheriff, who held a revolver in his hand.
But, Sheriff, if you'd only let me explain...
Never mind that. You're coming with me, both of you. The professor, too. Where is he?
Professor Clark is dead, Sheriff.
Dead?
He was killed last night when an experiment he was engaged in went wrong.
An experiment, eh? I suppose it was an experiment that crushed the life out of Jed Thompson an hour ago down the road and scared Fred Jennings so bad all he can do is jabber about monsters.
It's true. The thing that killed both the professor and Thompson is an experiment. I'm standing there behind you.
Behind me? No! Oh. Yeah. Man made out of machinery.
Don't be alarmed, Sheriff. It's perfectly harmless now. It is a machine man which Professor Clark built. Unfortunately, it got out of control.
I don't believe it.
I don't blame you, Sheriff, but that's the truth. I think I can convince you.
What are you doing? Stand still or I'll shoot.
I'm simply going to switch Alpha on. There. Now he can move and speak as well as you or me.
That thing talk? You're lying. You're up to something.
Alpha, will you tell the sheriff that it was you who killed Mr. Thompson?
Alpha killed man. What? Man tried hit Alpha with car.
So that's what the professor was doing all this time. Building that thing.
Now, Sheriff, surely you realize that we are not murderers.
Oh, maybe not. But you're coming to jail just the same. You're partly responsible anyhow.
But, Sheriff...
Anyway, it's for your own protection. There's a mob on the way out here, and they're going to burn this place down. I got to put you in jail for your own safety. That mob's ready to lynch you right now.
Burn the place down?
That's what I said. So turn that machine thing off and come along. We ain't got much time.
No. All this equipment, machinery, the professor's notes, they must not be destroyed. We must stop them. Yes, Sheriff. A loss to science.
Never mind science. You got your own skins to worry about. That mob means business, so let's get started.
I'm afraid we can't do that, Sheriff.
I've got a six-shooter here that says different.
We have no choice, Barton. Oh, yes, we have. Alpha, take the gun away from this man.
Alpha will do.
What are you doing? Stop him. You stop him or out. No. No, let go of me.
Stop him. Too late, Dr. Dale.
Oh, it's crushed him.
Yes, Dr. Dale. The sheriff is dead.
Now you are a murderer.
In a good cause. The life of one man or of a dozen men cannot stand in my way.
You don't expect me to keep silent about this, do you?
I think you will. Alpha? Alpha?
He doesn't answer.
His batteries have gone dead. The last burst of energy must have drained them dry. But it makes no difference.
I think it does. A big difference. There. See this? Sheriff Ramsey's revolver. With three bullets still in it. Put your hands up.
I must explain something to you, Doctor.
You can talk, but if you move, I shall shoot.
I only want to say that nothing is going to interfere with my plan to build more of the improved form of robot that Professor Clark perfected before his death. Robots who look and act so much like men, no one can detect them.
They'll never be built. I intend to destroy all of Professor Clark's notes.
They will be built. By me. I shall build 10, 100, 1,000. Then I shall lead them with their superior intelligence to the mastery of the world.
You're mad. Of course I should have guessed it.
No, Doctor, that's not the answer. I shall tell you the truth. And then you must die.
Stand still or I'll kill you.
You remember last night when the professor said he had another surprise for you? An even greater surprise than Alpha?
Yes.
That surprise, Doctor, was Beta, the second robot. So perfect it looked like a man, but so intelligent that human beings were his children in comparison.
But Beta was destroyed.
No, Doctor. Beta was not destroyed. But you must be destroyed.
Stand back. Stand back, I say. All right, then, I shall shoot.
And now, Doctor, your bullets are gone.
You aren't even hurt.
Bullets cannot harm me. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Beta, the second robot, was not destroyed.
But I saw him.
What you saw was only an initial attempt that failed. The real Beta still exists. You see, Doctor, I am Beta.
You?
Yes. I, too, am what you would call a mechanical man. And now, you must die.
No. No. Stay away from me. Stay away. No!
And so ends the tale. Beware of tomorrow. As it is written in the sealed book. Shortly after Dr. Dale's murder, a fire swept through the old mansion, burning it to the ground. To this day, the ruins are avoided by the natives, for cursed is the ground where evil has dwelt. Keeper of the book, before you close the great book, show us the tale we tell next time. This one? Ah, yes. The story of a man who escaped punishment for a murder he committed, only to find that justice has a strange way of working itself out. The tale is titled, Murder Must Be Paid For. Be sure to be with us again next time when the sound of the great gong heralds another strange and exciting tale from... The Sealed Book. The Sealed Book, written by Bob Arthur and David Kogan, is produced and directed by Jock McGregor.
And that was from July 29th, 1945. As you heard, it was written by Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan, the same tandem that contributed scripts for The Mysterious Traveler, The Strange Dr. Weird, Murder by Experts, and many others. That script, Beware of Tomorrow, was also used on The Mysterious Traveler a year earlier, back in April of 44. Well, the actor who played the keeper of the book, Philip Clark, later took over for Bennett Kilpack as the star of a popular and long-running radio detective series. Can you name that program? I'll have the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a 4-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 doo-wop hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing 4-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes! Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson. Beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You've heard me talk about the awesome Nexit navigation app on the Tech It Out show because not only does it help you get from point A to B quickly on the road or on foot, but it will only recommend stops along the way, like a gas station or a restaurant you want that's on your route and not if it's behind you, even if it is a little closer, like other mapping apps might suggest that aren't intelligent enough to know that you don't want to turn around. But Nexit doesn't just save you time, it saves you money too. It will show you where the cheapest gas is. You can also specify how much you want to spend, say, on a hotel, like $150 a night or less, and book it right from within the app, and you can load up your loyalty cards right within the app to get rewards. Download Nexit today for free from the App Store for iPhone or iPad. Do a search for Nexit. That's N-E-X-I-T. Or if you want to read more, head over to Nexit.app in your web browser. That's N-E-X-I-T.app.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about Philip Clark. He played the keeper of the book on The Sealed Book. And I mentioned later that he would take over for Bennett Kilpack as the star of a popular and long-running radio detective series. It was Mr. Keen, Tracer of Lost Persons. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.